Radio.dominican.edu. This is Stuart Horn, J. Well, bringing you a special April edition of Dominican Softball.
Penguin style.
Penguin style.
From Albert's Park, ladies and gentlemen, a 4 o'clock start today, J. Well. We don't have those very often.
Followed, of course, by the second game in the doubleheader at 6 p.m.
Might have to turn on the field lights for this one. Now, the coaches are over at home plate with the umpires going over the ground rules. And the coaches for the Bethany Bruins, by the way, the Penguins will be taking on the Bruins today up from Scotts Valley by Santa Cruz. Michael Carpenter, the head coach. He's assisted by Haley Stopperin. Stopperin is a veteran of the Bethany team. She was actually a player the last couple of years. Now she's the assistant coach. And, of course, for the Mighty Penguins, the head coach is Bob Herman, assisted by Morris Greenberg. Now, the Penguins are 10-19-1, and I see here we don't have a score for the Bruins, or a season outcome thus far. Let's see if we can get that. The umps for today's game, Eliason. I see here by your notes. He's the home plate umpire, and out in the field, Chris Elzey. Now, those two will switch in between games. As Jay Wall mentioned, a doubleheader today between the Penguins and their rivals from Bethany University, the Bruins. The Bruins are in town. Both teams have just finished up their pregame warm-ups. And again, the head coaches of each team out there at home plate discussing the ground rules here at Albert's Park in San Rafael, California. Jackson, California, folks. For those of you listening abroad, today is the 6th of April, Friday. Good Friday to you, Jackson.
Happy Friday to you, Stu.
Well, thank you very much. And, of course, we're assisted in the booth today by Vicky. Vicky, we don't know Vicky's last name, but she's alongside. She's working the scoreboard. We'll probably get Vicky on the air in a little bit. Make her good and nervous.
Great now, both representative teams, of the
DU. A good Penguin in the house. She's from Thailand, by the way, Jackson. I don't know if you knew that.
No, that escaped my...
Well, she and I got to know each other here in this hour preceding this game. We've been set up, ready to go, and Jackson Wong with the setup, ensuring that this game is sounding crisp and clean.
Crystal clear. Point click. Crank it up.
Very good. Radio.dominican.edu. The umps are now taking the field. The Penguins are over there shrieking and screaming, getting each other pumped up, and now the Penguins take the field.
As should the home team, obviously. They'll be defending in the top of the inning, batting in the bottom.
For Bethany, leading off will be Jennifer Isles. She's number 15. She'll be in center field. She'll be followed by Bree Strickland, number 13, in right field. Then Jessica Pereira, number 14, at second base. Megan Sison, number 8. She'll be the starting pitcher for the Bruins. Kelsey Stewart, number 21, at third base. Followed by Shannon Frazier, number 11. She's catching today. Jennifer Crocker, then, at number 25. She'll be in left field. And rounding out the lineup, Felicia Vera, number 1, at shortstop. Isles, Strickland, Pereira, Sison, Stewart, Frazier, Crocker, and Vera for the Bruins. For the Penguins, who are now out in the field, Ashley Mills is going to start things off. Wearing number 5, she's in left field. She'll be followed by Brittany Hale, number 24, in center field. The designated player will be Jessica Tallman. She's number 4.
Followed by
Amber Lara. That's right. Number 2 at second base. Courtney Wilcox, number 3 at shortstop. Shannon Markley, number 7 at first base. Followed by Kristen Kennedy, number 35, behind the plate. Jenna Joyner, number 1 at third base. And in right field, Sonny Castro, Sonsire Castro, number 23. That'll be Mills, Hale, Tallman, Lara, Wilcox, Markley, Kennedy, Joyner, Castro. For the Penguins on the mound, Courtney Parks, number 34, the flex player. So that means she pitches but does not bat. And in her place, it'll be Tallman at the plate. So we're getting ready for Penguin softball out here. A windswept Albert Park. It's, what do you think, Jackson? Maybe 20-mile-an-hour gusts?
Oh, but not enough dust being picked up quite much for that. It is just taking a break right here as we're getting this game underway. Warm-ups had a wind blowing everywhere. and players were tossing around wiffle balls here and there, so always a great sight to see out here. Team sports underway, radio.dominican.edu. Here we go, we've already got a batter in the box. This is Iltz, Jennifer, and that first pitch is a strike. As we're just getting settled in here, Albert's Park. Wonderful stuff here. Iltz, the left-handed batter for the Bruins, a leadoff. She'll look to have a great day today. We'll see how Penguins deal with her. Everyone set. Delivery here. First pitch. Second pitch now. Looks like another ball there. The count now 1-1. Strickland in the batter's box. Penguins ready for early defense here. A strike on the third pitch here. 2-1. 1-2 the count, excuse me. I missed a pitch there. It is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on our first batter here. To hit, and it goes off foul outside. Don't let it hit your car out there. As Stuart Horn is just getting some equipment from the car, he'll be back later on in the broadcast. Those softballs ready to crack windshields on the foul balls. Hopefully they don't become souvenirs for any kind of fans out there. Iltz waits on this next pitch. Gets a ball call. And it goes to a full count. 3-2. So lots of chatter coming out of the dugout right now as the Bruins players all get settled in their away dugout. Penguins on the opposite side, of course. They get a foul ball from the center fielder from the Bruins. Kristen Kennedy out there chasing the ball down. That time it didn't matter, really. No base runners, of course. So kind of a slow afternoon so far as we're just getting started. Underway, 4:06. First batter still up in this first game of a two-game doubleheader between the Dominican University Penguins and the Bethany University Bruins. Jay Woe on the air for radio.dominican.edu. Courtney Parks delivers another one, but it's hit straight up the middle, right to Brittany Hale. She talks with Clyde Wilcox as they hand the ball off, and it's a leadoff single for Jennifer Iltz. Bringing up Bree Strickland. As the Bruins have their leadoff hitter on base, can't ask for much more than that. And Penguins are in trouble early, we'll see. It looks like a setup bunt there from Bree Strickland as she just pulled back. Penguin infielders obviously on the step in this time, looking for those bunts, trying to keep up that lead runner. The bunt is laid down right in front. Joyner picks it up. Fires over to first for the out. Lara on the cover. So one down. The Bruins now have the advanced runner, Iltz, at second. And the righty, Jessica Pereira, comes to bat. She wears number 14. And swinging away already. As she steps into the box. So the Penguins, with one out, a runner on second, have to deal with a scoring situation here from the Bruins early in the first. Pereira lays down a foul bunt, went off towards Jenna Joyner down there on the third baseline. First base and third base coaches for the Bruins in their gray t-shirts and maroon and white striped sweats. The Bruins just taking in all the wind today. And the Penguin infielders are moving and shifting around due to the runner on second. As the Opulent broadcasting booth here is slightly obstructed in view. The swing from Pereira knocks it straight back into the fence. As all the fans here are happy that's there. They didn't have to get their gloves out and catch that. The count now, 1-2. That's one ball, two strikes on the third hitter here for the Bruins. Pereira pops one up, left side of the home plate. Tristan Kennedy bobbles it and catches it. With a little help from Joyness, she was right there. So that pop out brings two down for the Bethany Bruins here in the first inning. Great news there. Wonderful pitching and defense from the Penguins. Ilse still on second for the Bruins, looking to score. She is in position to, as cleanup hitter Megan Sison comes up, working on lucky number 8. She looks at the first pitch, and it is in for a strike. She steps out, takes a nice swing, pats the helmet, and steps back in. No instruction from the coaches down either baseline. And the next pitch from Courtney Parks is smacked right up to Clyde Wilcox at the shortstop position. A routine ground ball to Markley. Gets that third out. So the Penguins get their first break. No damage done. Bruins strand one. And it'll be Penguins in the bottom of the inning coming up. This is Ashley Mills, Brittany Hale, and Jessica Tallman. Radio.Dominican.edu. Coming right back. All right, radio.dominican.edu is back. This is Jerry Woe, and another edition of Dominican Softball. As we're already a pitch into the bottom of the first inning here, 0-0 the score between the Bethany Bruins and the Dominican Penguins. As Ashley Mills lays down a bunt, but it was well into foul territory as it went straight back. So Brittany Hale from the batter's box comes out to help retrieve the bat. It is now 0-2 the count. Two strikes here on her way. Hopefully not to a strikeout. She was first into the batter's box as Bruins were still getting ready on defense. And on her third pitch, she just pops right out to the first baseman. That's Campbell for the Bruins. Excuse me, I'm not getting her first name here. But Brittany Campbell, as she wears number 25. Big name and big number in baseball, first basemans especially. So second up here, Brittany Hale dribbles one down the infield. Shortstop Vera couldn't quite handle it. Felicia dribbled it over to second baseman Jessica Pereira, and she is now on at first. So Hale on first. Now, third in the lineup, Jessica Tallman, the designated player. She doesn't have to play defense today. So the hard righty comes into bat with the number 4 jersey on. First pitch, no swing. As the Penguins now have a runner on first. No outs. Excuse me, one out. The next pitch is high and away. No swing again. As the Penguins are looking to capitalize here. Still have room to be the first on the scoreboard. 0-0 the score right now between the Penguins and the Bruins. Brandon Davis is somewhat in the house. Tallman takes a swing this time, gets good contact, but it's off into foul territory just over third base. It looped into foul territory as the wind kind of caught that one. Might have been fair on this one. So 2-1 the count for Tallman. And she does have Hale at first, ready to run. The pitch, and it's fouled up and away, right over the stands into the parking lot behind me. So that could be a souvenir. We'll see if anyone retrieves that. Count now 2-2 as Sison prepares for the delivery of her fifth pitch so far. Tallman sets her feet and is ready for the pitch. No swing. And it's a called strike out. So two down here for the mighty DU Penguins. Ailes still at first, ready to run. And up comes Amber Lara. They call her Moose down there. The Penguin ladies love that girl. Hard righty hitter. She steps in to face Sison. The first pitch grounds straight back to Sison as she underhand tosses it to the first baseman, Campbell. And Penguins are retired. They leave one runner on base. So, bottom of one. All done. It's in the books. 0-0 the score. Penguins and Bruins. We got six more innings to go, though. This is radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. Radio.dominican.edu is back, and a little late at that. The Bruins here already have their first batter up. This is Kelsey Stewart, followed by Shannon Frazier and Jennifer Crocker here near the bottom of the lineup. Top of the second here, 0-0 the score between the Penguins and the Bruins. Radio.dominican.edu, another edition of Dominican Softball. So Stewart standing as a right-handed hitter in the box. The delivery from Parks, no swing. And the count now 2-1. 2-1. As the Bruins, so far scoreless, as are the Penguins. They've only had one inning each so far of action. Parks the delivery, it's high. No swing. Stewart wearing the Blackjack 21. His count now 3-1. That reminds me of Baskin-Robbins. 31 flavors. All right. So the Bruins with their leadoff hitter. Still no swing. As it goes to a full count. 3-2. The team's hanging out in each dugout. Having a good time as always. The wind a little tousling from left center field. That sixth pitch, well high above the heads, and that's our first base on balls. This one gets Kelsey Stewart on base for the Bruins to lead off. So here we go with Shannon Frazier, also a right-handed hitter. She'll have a base runner to work with. First pitch is a strike, low and away. Courtney Parks with the shades, as always, hands the softball into her glove, swings back, and Frazier pops one up. Shallow center, Brittany Hale makes a sliding catch. Beautiful stuff. As the first out for the Penguins is made here in the top of the second. So with Frazier retired, Stewart is still on first for the Bruins. And next up, number 25, Jennifer Crocker. Crocker I have down here as the left field, but I think that may be incorrect. She's a righty, and she digs for that ball. That first pitch was low. Kennedy had to send it over on a steal attempt. It could not be handled out there by the Dominican infield as Stewart now with a stolen base. She stands at second in scoring position now. So Crocker, who I believe is actually the first baseman, she's out to bat here in the number 7th position. She looks at the next pitch, which is a ball, so it's a 1-1 count. Stewart getting the sign from her third base coach out there as she stands on the island at second base. So the Penguins still getting into a little bit of trouble here. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. Crocker now with a 1-2 count as she faces Courtney Parks and the Shades, the poker face. It's all bad news for Bruins hitters from here on out. The Penguins are on defense. And so a third swing and a miss. That goes down as one strikeout for Parks. Crocker is retired, which brings up Felicia Vera, the shortstop for the Bruins. She's in the 22. Excuse me. Is that right? 22 is her jersey number. She looks at the first pitch, which is low and away. Park still has to deal with Kelsey Stewart out there on second base. As Penguins have a chance of getting out of this inning without any damage. Two outs as Vera pops one out to center right. It was well hit, but it had plenty of air under. Brittany was able to get under it in right center, called off everyone else, and made the catch for a third out. So, Penguins coming up here. They've got Wilcox, Markley, and Kennedy in the bottom of the second. This is GU Radio, radio.dominican.edu. GU Radio's back with the bottom of the second action from Penguin and Bruin softball here at Albers Park in sunny San Rafael, California. This is Courtney Wilcox at the plate leading off for the Penguins. They call her Clyde so as to not confuse her with their pitcher for today. Wilcox wears the number 3, bats right, even has a ponytail. So she fouled off a pitch or two right there to lead off for the Penguins. She looks at her next pitch, gets a called strike. Count now 1-2. Penguins and Bruins are still scoreless as both teams hanging out in each dugout. Kristen Kennedy and Shannon Markley also to bat this inning for the Penguins. Clyde now looking at her 2-2 count. Stares down Megan Sison on the pitching mound. The pitch comes, and it's a ground ball past shortstop into left field. It's bobbled a bit, but kept in front as Clyde Wilcox on first base with a single. Leadoff singles, can't ask for much more. Big old Shannon Markley now up to bat. The big first baseman for the Penguins. She gets instruction from the third base coach. Taps home plate with the bat and swings back ready. The bat rests nicely on her shoulders and is ready for swinging, but not on her first pitch. Wilcox ready on the move, also getting instruction from the third base coach. All the Bruins looking on in bewilderment. So Markley now looking for her second pitch from Sison. On the way here. And is far outside. Wilcox retreats back to first base. So the count now 2-0. Two balls away from getting the first Penguin base on balls. As we are right under action here on radio.dominican.edu. The pitch here. Straight up the center. Markley is well on base as second baseman Pereira could not come up with it. Wilcox advances to second. Markley now on first. So Kristen Kennedy with runners on first and second has a chance, a great chance to put Dominican in a very threatening situation here as the score is still 0-0 in the bottom of the second. Kristen Kennedy shows bunt, and there it is. It goes down the third base line, and the sacrifice is complete. Kennedy does exactly what she wanted to do, laid down a perfect bunt. Wilcox and Markley both advance now in at the second and third base. Jenna Joyner steps up with her bat now. The Penguins looking very dangerous in their opportunity to score right now. 0-0 the score. Joyner even holding that bat up as if she were bunting as well. Boy, I would love to see a squeeze play. It's a very well-executed maneuver, both in baseball and softball. But with one out here, Penguins have plenty of options they can do with two runners on. Plenty of ways to score. And the pitch now is low and away. Both Dominican runners have to retreat back to their base. is now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes for Jenna Joyner, the third baseman for the Penguins. The pitch here from Sison is inside this time. No swing from Joyner. As everyone retreats back to their respective places. 3-0 the count now. And if experience tells me right, she will not be swinging at this pitch. Joyner looks at it, and it is in four strikes. Sison found the strike zone. 3-1 now the count. The Penguins threatening here in the bottom of the second. 0-0 the score. One out. As the Penguins have runners on second and third. The pitch now. Out of the strike zone for a walk. The bases are now loaded. Joyner on first. Markley on second. Wilcox at third. She'll be the first to come in if so. But that brings up number 23, Sonny Castro. The right fielder for the Penguins. She's at the bottom of the order, but by no means every importance to this team. So the Penguins still threatening. One out here. Castro takes a swing, pops out to the shortstop, Felicia Vera. So, two down now for the Penguins. If I'm mistaken. Yes, two down. As Ashley Mills comes to bat, number five, the leadoff hitter. She's got bases loaded. That's got to be a new thing for her. First pitch, no swing, and a strike if I read correctly. So Wilcox on third, Markley on second, and Joyner at first. Ashley Mills with a great chance for RBIs right here. She takes a swing, and it fouls back to the catcher, Frazier, of the Bruins. So the Bethany Bruins in their maroon and gold, or is it off-cream color? Whichever it is, their dugout is all but empty here as they are on defense and have filled the field so far. And no one has filled the scoreboard yet as it is still 0-0 here in the bottom of the second. 1-1 the count for Ashley Mills, leadoff hitter with a bases loaded situation. Just two outs for the Penguins, and it's hit deep to right. It gets over the head of Strickland, and she has to retreat back, hits a cutoff. And three runs will score. Wilcox, Markley, and Joyner all come in on the big old double from Ashley Mills. Boy, you got to be excited about that one at home. As it is now 3-0, Penguins on a two-out double to right. Ashley Mills, big three RBIs right here early in this doubleheader between Penguins and Bruins. So Brittany Hale now with two outs, pops one over the left fielder's head, and she'll round and dig for second as Ashley Mills is in easily. Brittany Hale with a stand-up double. So back-to-back doubles here from right to left field. As the Penguins coming up with two outs to score four runs here. 4-0 the score now. Now up, Jessica Tallman. Two outs, runner on second. Brittany Hale's a quick one out there. She has a great big lead out at second base. She's eager to score. And the Penguins are well in their damage here for the Bruins, 4-0. As they look good on offense today. Tallman rips one foul. And gets the Bruins to practice their defense a little bit. And boy, I'm getting really confused here. As the jerseys out there don't quite present the number very well. Tallman rips another pitch out to the left side foul territory. All these players have different numbers than the starting lineup had. So, it'll be an interesting day here. Kelsey Stewart had to go grab that one. She's at third base, wearing the number 21. So that one's right. And the other thing that's right is that the Penguins are up 4-0 right now. Tallman grounds one to second base, and she is thrown out in a routine ground ball there. As Pereira able to handle it nicely. So the Penguins go up 4-0 on a couple two-out doubles. Great news here as we go to the top of the third, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back. Yes, Stuart, at 32:00, Dominican Radio is back. As we are here at the top of the third, 4-0, the Penguins on top. Going up by four runs in that bottom of the second. Felicia Vera now to lead off. She's at the bottom of the order, actually, as the Bruins went down. Three up, three down. She has yet to swing. It's a 1-2 count. Vera's still calling for time as she gets settled in the box. Penguins on defense. She'll line one down. Left side Joyner handles it nicely. Over to Markley. The bullet pass. And it is good for an out. The first out made by Felicia Vera. Wearing number one. She is the shortstop for the Bruins. As the Penguins looking solid on defense right now. Despite the nice bit of wind we get from left field. Everything is being blown out. As we bring up Jennifer Ilse, number 15 and the leadoff hitter for the Bruins. The lefty to lead off for the Bruins. She's no longer leading off, of course. She's batting second. There's one out. No runners on, of course. She looks at her second pitch, and it's a strike. So the Penguins, once again, like I said, looking great on defense early on here. A shutout so far, three innings in. Courtney Parks delivers. No swing again as Krista Kenny frames another nice pitch. 2-1 the count. As home plate umpire Gene Eliason giving me the count. The next pitch is popped back to the crowd. Hopefully they had their gloves out as Ilse gave them a souvenir, taps her shoes free of dirt and dust. The count now 2-2. As the Dominican theme song for the radio station is once again lowered away. So, Jennifer Ilse now fouled off another ball, this time off towards the Penguin dugout. Christian Kennedy got a chance to say hi to her teammates, mask on and everything. Courtney Parks now struts around with the ball. Of course, holding on to her sunglasses. Doesn't want those to blow away. Because it is a bit breezy out here. Kennedy able to frame another pitch, but it's good enough for a 2-2 count now. Excuse me, a 3-2 count. That's full. Three balls, two strikes. As Ilse has battled Courtney Parks so far. To a standstill. She thought she had a walk there. She was halfway down the first base line, but Eliason brought her back. Ilse pops one back left field, foul territory. I think I might have heard it hit a car. No alarm, of course. So I hear fans talking about how they might have got their car hit just now, but until you check, you might not know. Parks able to sneak in another pitch as Ilse strikes out. It's a called strikeout. So, Courtney Parks, wonderful, wonderful job so far on the mound. She nabs the first out, second out against the Bruins in the top of the third here. First pitch, two. Bree Strickland is a strike. Strickland wearing the unlucky number 13 and batting second. She is the right fielder for the Bruins. Parks now delivers one well high, above, right around head height. Strickland gets focused as she steps back in, rests the bat on her shoulders. Looks at another pitch. It's again at neck height, but still counts as a strike. One and two, the count now. Eliason always helping me out. Radio.dominican.edu bringing you an afternoon broadcast of Penguin softball. This ball grounded back. Strickland never let go of her bat this time. She sent it right back to Parks on the mound, and that was an easy out as she tossed it over to Markley. So the Penguins retire again in order. The Bruins in the top of the third, and that's good news for the defense as they look solid so far. Penguins to go on the attack here in the bottom of the third, 4-0, their lead. Radio.dominican.edu. Radio.dominican.edu is back. A fan favorite, Amber Moose Lara, is first up. She swings with a hard one out to right, but is lined straight to the right fielder, Bree Strickland, out there for the Bruins. So the first out is retired. First batter for the Penguins in the top bottom of the third here. The Penguins now bringing up Clyde Wilcox, the shortstop, and a freshman also. Lara also is a freshman. She led off, lined out to right as Wilcox pops one to the infield. No play, of course, on that one. The Penguins are up 4-0 here in this matchup with the Bethany Bruins here in Albert Park, where the shadows are getting long and the wind is blowing. But it's nonetheless a great day for softball as Wilcox looks at a strike. The Penguins went up 4-0 last inning using a couple doubles on two outs. But here's Wilcox standing in. She gets under one, and it goes center field, and it is huge. It is very large. She sends it way deep beyond center field. She's rounding third in for a home run. This is Court Clyde Wilcox. She scores a solo home run without a home run fence here. Oh, boy. She gets congratulated by the entire team. They clear the dugout. They love Clyde down there. So her home run went all the way out in the center field and made Ilse Jennifer from the Bruins run straight backwards. As there's no fence, they couldn't just call it out right away. That ball, well hit, well hit. So up comes Shannon Markley now, the first baseman for the Penguins. Big righty here. So one out, and the score is now 5-0. Penguins in the lead. So now Sison wondering whether or not she's going to have any kind of pitching relief. Markley grounds one right back to Megan Sison as she tosses one in to her teammate. Number 25, the first baseman, Jennifer Crocker, as the second out is made. The infield huddles up now as they get ready to go in for the inning. As they do have two outs here, but she'll make it tough as Kristen Kennedy steps into the box. First pitch is high and away for a ball. 1-0 now the count. This catcher, Shannon Fraser, able to stay behind that one. She wears number 11. Lucky number out there. Second pitch from Sison is in. The count now 2-0. As that ball missed the strike zone. Kristen Kennedy plays the catcher position for the Penguins right now. And she rips one right over to the shortstop, but is too hot to handle. as she is on first base. And I think she's credited with a single on that one if it's hard enough hit, but it could be an error. E6, and that is Felicia Vera out there at the shortstop position. That's tough defensively to play, but nonetheless, you got to expect that she'll catch those. So up now, Jenna Joyner. She gets under one from Sison, and she pops out to, like I said, Felicia Vera. And so the third out comes, but Penguins still put up another run. 5-0. We go to the top of the fourth with the Bruins up to bat, looking to break onto the scoreboard still. Radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back. More softball on the way. Alright, radio.dominican.edu is back right here in sunny Centerfield, California. As shadows get long and my hair is growing. Jay Well bringing you another edition of Dominican Softball. We are in the top of the fourth. First off, for the Bruins, is Jessica Pereira. She missed her first pitch, grounds one over to shortstop, and the throw to first is good as Shannon Markley made a good stretch to get the ball and retire the first batter for the Bruins. So Pereira leads off with the ground out just a couple pitches in. Courtney Park's looking good, as always, on defensive side. She's an integral part of that, of course, as the pitcher. So that brings up Megan Sison, the pitcher for the Bruins right now. She wears number 8. Takes a swing out there. And she has no runners on base, of course, with one out. She pops one back to the grandstand, and it hits not a person, but the wood. So good news there. Umpire refixes his face mask as the Bruins are still looking to get some kind of threat going on, as Courtney Parks and company have kept the Bruins scoreless here in 4.1 innings. The count now 1-2 for Megan Sison. Sison looks at a pitch, is high, and in. Kristen Kennedy standing right behind home plate, doing the catching duties. Eliason giving me the count, of course. So the next hit from Sison is a picture-perfect single, lined right out to left field, over the head of shortstop Wilcox. And Sison does give the Bruins every hope possible, as she is now on first base, ready to run. The Penguins have had a couple runners on base already, but have been well and tough on the defensive side, as they now face Kelsey Stewart. Stewart takes a good look at her first pitch. Big swing and a miss, though. 0-1 now the count. Shannon Frazier on deck for the Bruins, if she gets a chance here. Just one out, though, as the Bruins still looking to capitalize on their first base hit in a couple innings. They led off with a double, but that runner was stranded out there in the first inning. The Penguins also had a couple runners, but they were able to capitalize finally in the third. And now the steal attempt from Sison is no good, as Wilcox and Kennedy connect in the caught stealing, as a throw is well on time, well in front of the runner. So two outs now for our batter, Kelsey Stewart, and she swings and misses for a strikeout. That retires the side, so top of the fourth is done. That was a quick one, if you ask me. Three up, three down, despite the hit. It's great news. Penguin defense holding up here. Radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back. So your decibel level's coming in on your headphones. for the internet radio, radio.dominican.edu. This is bottom of the fourth as Penguin Softball is up against the Bethany Bruins here in Albert Park. A 5-0 lead for the Penguins as we have up to bat number 23, Sonny Castro, from the bottom of the order to lead off this time. She steps out with a couple practice swings. She is now getting ready to go back in for the Penguins. Their damage coming in the third and fourth innings. Courtney Wilcox, they call her Clyde. She sent a deep ball, a home run straight away center field. Came all the way around four plates, bases, whichever you call it. So Castro now lines one up the middle. She's on at first as the Bethany Bruins can't really do much about that one. Solid hit for Castro. Good bit of offense right there. Lead off single. Can't ask for much more, especially from the bottom of the order. She gives the sign over to the dugout. Gets approval, of course. So the lefty, Ashley Mills, is back up to bat. This time with a runner on. Runner goes and stops back. A strike called as the Bruins are ready for this one runner on situation with no outs. I wonder if they have practice being down 5-0. I don't think they've faced defense like the Penguins. Runner still tiptoeing off the base. Castro looking to reach second here. Checks her hat as Ashley Mills stands at the plate. The lefty facing Megan Sison of the Bruins. Sison gets ready, delivers. The running bunt is popped up over to third base as Kelsey Stewart able to make the catch and the first out. Castro still at first base. And that brings up a second lefty, Brittany Hale. She wears number 24. Practice swing out there beyond the batter's box. She steps in now for the Penguins. As the infield still stepping in front of their bases. A running, slapping bunt from Hale in. That turns into a fielder's choice for Megan Sison. Sison able to get the lead runner out. Castro is retired. Brittany Hale now on first. The Penguins now with two outs here. And Jessica Tallman comes up to bat. Tallman, the designated player, she wears number 4, gets her instructions from third base coach Bob Herman. She's actually getting instruction from her head coach. As the Penguins now with a runner on and a late swing from Tallman. And it's enough to distract the Bruins as Brittany Hale is able to steal second on that throw. So Sison, not quite ready for that, and neither was Shannon Frazier. As Brittany Hale now on running. The runner at second is in scoring position. So Tallman swings and gets a foul ball to go off into the left side foul territory. And the Penguins suddenly have an offensive chance here in the bottom of the fourth. Two outs, 5-0 their lead. Jessica Tallman with an 0-2 count. Third pitch popped up. Infield, Sison has to step into the first base line to make the catch. So, Penguins retired without any damage as they strand Brittany Hale out there at second base. But the Penguins will come back. Radio.dominican.edu. More to come from sunny San Rafael, California. Here we go. And Radio.dominican.edu is back with Bruin Penguin softball here at Alvarez Park in San Rafael. The Bruins from Bethany and the Penguins from Dominican University. Top of the fifth action. Up for the Bruins is Shannon Frazier, Jeff Jennifer Crocker and Felicia Vera. So, Frazier, the catcher for the Bruins, a hard righty, looks at her second pitch, and it is high for a ball, as the Penguins have been solid on defense so far, keeping the Bruins scoreless here in the top of the fifth. So, getting late right here, as the Penguins are well into their 5-0 lead, but that could change up here. As Shannon Frazier is looking down a 3-0 count. History says she'll be waiting on this pitch, not swinging at all. Courtney Parks is able to get in a pitch for a strike, so 3-1 the count now. As we'll see, see whether or not Shannon Frazier decides to swing away on this one. She does. Grounds it over to third. Joyner handles it nicely. Over to Markley for a routine out. The ball is now sent around the horn as the Penguin infield has executed perfectly today. First out retired here in the top of the fifth. Once again, Penguins up 5-0. Defense looking quite comfortable out there. A couple plays have been from the outfield as that's the same place the wind is coming from. Brittany Hales made a couple nice defensive plays. But the first pitch for Jennifer Crocker is a strike, no swing. She wears number 25. Boy, Bonds and McGuire, both big name home run hitters in baseball. But they have the same number. Let's see, Jennifer Crocker kind of had a check swing there. That ball was about to hit her left thigh. She is a right-handed hitter, so she sent the ball down to her third base coach, and actually her head coach, Michael Carpenter. But she steps back into the box, gets ready to swing here. The pitch from Parks is popped up just out of play. Kristen Kennedy threw off that mask in preparation for the first out. But that brings back Jennifer Crocker. She steps once again into the batter's box. She's got a red band on her left leg. Not exactly sure what that does for her. The pitch from Parks, once again, fouled off. Just beyond third base. Third base coach Michael Carpenter had to kind of dance his way out of the way of that ball. Looks like he has some moves down there. Just enough to keep him out of harm's way. Crocker now finally looking for in-play territory as Parks has been fouled off 3 times in a row here. Crocker sets her feet and looks at a ball. So, the Penguins, solid on defense so far, have one out here in the top of the fifth. Now, the pitch is outside the strike zone as Crocker takes another couple practice swings, steps back into the batter's box, and looks to Parks for another pitch. That pitch is low but fouled off. As the wind is starting to cool things down here, everyone getting jackets on. The count now 2-2. Crocker with 2 balls and 2 strikes. She moves some more dirt around in the batter's box and is ready for her pitch. Parks delivers, and it's an off-speed pitch. It just dribbles in there, but doesn't get a swing out of Crocker. As the count is now full, 3-2. Can't get much better than that. Second batter here for the Bruins in the top of the fifth. 5-0, the Penguin lead. Crocker fouls another one back. Boy, this is the longest pitcher-batter battle that we've had today. Full count, of course. Jennifer Crocker once again moving all that dirt around there in the right-handed batter box. She fouls again. This time she barely nicked the ball, though, and it went straight back into the backstop, saving the fans from any kind of harm. Kristen Kennedy had to chase that one a bit, hands it back to Parks, And Kristen goes back into her squat, ready to frame another pitch here. Parks the delivery, and it's high. And off the glove of Kennedy as Crocker's reaching first. Safely, of course. In as that ball hit foul territory, but Penguins still have one out on the inning. And that brings up number 22 for the Bruins. And she'll pop one straight back. If I have anything right here, this is Jessica Campbell at number 22. So, Bruins, if you can help me out here at all, let me know that I'm wrong. This is 22 of the Bruins. Calls for time. A right-handed hitter. She's got a runner on first. She was almost caught off base as Chris Kennedy and Markley almost connected for an easy out, a pickoff out, but no. So the Penguins still looking tough on defense. So they've got every opportunity to keep it a shutout here with one out, one runner on. But here we go with the Bruins now for the batter, Campbell, number 22, if I'm correct. Looking for time, of course. Got to do that right away. That way Courtney Parks will send in another one. It's ground here, right in front of the batter's box. Dead ball. And Eliason moves out to the front of the plate to wipe it off so he can call a good strike zone. The Penguins on defense, staring down the warmest inning yet as the sun and still shining, but the wind has taken a bit of a break. So Campbell looks at another pitch. No swing as it was outside. The count now 1-2. Two strikes, one ball. She digs in. Looks very comfortable in the box. Campbell gets a called strike three. Trots off to her dugout, where everyone sounded a little disappointed there, with good reason. As that brings up two down for the Bruins. Just the one runner on first, Jennifer Crocker. She's been stranded so far. Top of the fifth action. So Felicia Vare showing a running bunt there. No swing. As the Bruins have yet to find much offense. Vera grounds one to second. Moose is able to handle, and she tags out Jennifer Crocker. The side is retired. The Bruins go in scoreless once again. We go to the bottom of the fifth, where we will have Lara, Wilcox, and Markley. Penguin softball on the action. Coming right up, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back. Bottom of the fifth action from radio.dominican.edu. Penguin softball is underway. Moose is grounded out from third to first. She smiles on her way back to the dugout, even though it is the first out of the inning. Dominican softball has been rather successful tonight as we play a special 4 o'clock game. It is now 5:08 on the radio time. This brings up Clyde Wilcox right in the heart of the order as Court comes from Central California, Hanford West High. She digs into the right-handed batter's box and pokes her bat out. The pitch from Megan Sison is fouled down the third base line to her coach, Bob Herman, over there. Herman has quick word with the infield from the Bruins. I don't know if it was actually a verbal exchange at all. as the Bruins were just retrieving the ball from foul territory so that they can play some more ball. So Clyde stands in the box there, takes a swing, pops it right over to the booth here. Boy, I could have reached out and got that with my left-handed glove, and so the fans are able to help retrieve that ball. Wilcox with a foul that time. Rubs around some dirt in the batter's box as fans everywhere are looking to be enjoying this day. It's been a fun evening so far. Shadows are getting longer and longer as I speak. The next pitch from Sisson is high and away. No swing from Wilcox, of course, as the Penguins are up 5-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. The Penguins, with one out, looking to score some more. This pitch gets away from catcher Shannon Frazier. The count is now 2-2 for Wilcox as she steps back in to get the next pitch from Sisson. The infield looks ready for the Bruins, but the ball is smacked away. Foul territory, well foul. Wilcox got under it again. Her last time up, she sent a towering shot into center field for the first home run I've ever seen here at Alberts Park. No home run fence, of course, so she had to run her way in, but it's still worth the fifth run that the Penguins have. So here we are, bottom of the fifth. Wilcox takes another swing, and she hits it well again. She's just ahead of it, though. And it goes foul again. So she's got Sisson figured out. She just needs to slow up the timing a bit. Get that ball to go in play again. And she's making great contact on these pitches. But has yet to put one in play. So she toes the rubber, swings the bat, and is ready. Clyde holds the bat high. Looks for the pitch. And it goes right into short left field. Quick little blooper. And she is on with a single. One out now for Shannon Markley, who will bat for the Penguins. Good news there. The birds fly overhead. Clouds coming in. But no matter. It's still sunny San Rafael, California for me. Shannon Markley now with a Livestrong on her right wrist. Steps into bat. She has Clyde Wilcox out there at first base. Markley swings one down the third baseline. Her first pitch is just foul. Just a couple degrees away from being a great hit down the line. I have a feeling that would have been too hot to handle for Kelsey Stewart down there at third base. Markley, the big first baseman for the Penguins, stands in as a righty. She swings back, and boy, that was a towering shot. This goes out into foul territory. Clyde had a couple of those as she was battling out with Megan Sisson. So it looks like Markley might have Sisson figured out as well. The Penguins just need to be able to hit in play and get some of those solid contacts on the bat, as they can go up by some more insurance runs right here. Insurance companies typically don't hand out insurance runs all that easily, though. So Markley swings away. It's a high bouncer right in front of the first plate. Excuse me, home plate. As Markley is thrown out at first, Wilcox advances. Two outs now for the Penguins as Kristen Kennedy picks up the bat and is about to step into the batter's box after she takes a couple practice swings. So Wilcox over to second on the sacrifice from Markley. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. 5-0, the Penguin lead. Kennedy rips one straight away center. Gets away from Ilst Jennifer for the Bruins. And her throw is not in time as Kennedy slides into second for her double plus the RBI. As Wilcox scores easily. So the Penguins able to get some damage done. Kennedy has to walk off a little bit of her slide there. She gets Bob Herman to trot on over and make sure she's doing okay. She did just get a double N in RBI, but she doesn't want to be... She wants to be smart about her running leg, and she doesn't look to be walking very well. And it looks like number 12, Wolstecki, is coming in. Amanda, one of those 10th players there for the Penguins. Number 12, she steps in and is ready to run at second base. So we'll see how the Penguins do with this. Hopefully it's nothing serious, as Kristen Kennedy is an integral part of the Penguins team. And so Wolstecki now at second looks to score. Penguins now up 6-0. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth as Jenna Joyner steps into the right-handed batter box. The Penguins have been the entire offense of the afternoon. Joyner connects solidly with Megan Sison's pitch. First pitch, of course. And that connection was, like I said, well made. Great, made a great sound, and it's just in foul territory, so... Penguins well ahead of most of these balls from Sison. And it shows, seeing that it is a 6-0 lead right now for the Penguins. Joyner once again connects, but it's well underneath, as second baseman Pereira is able to get under it and make a catch in the infield. Penguins are finally retired. They leave stranded one runner. Penguins go to the top of the sixth to play some defense here. So great news here. Radio.Dominican.edu coming back in a minute. Radio.Dominican.edu is back. And this is top of the sixth action as the Bethany Bruins and the Dominican University Penguins face off here in Albert Park. And in the top of the sixth, the Bruins have the top of the order. And Jennifer Ilse leads off. One pitch, one out, as she pops out shortstop Clyde Wilcox. Great little meeting out there in the infield as first out is retired in quick order. The Penguins looking solid on defense so far. 6-0 their lead as second in line, Bree Strickland comes to bat. That low ball gets away from Kennedy, but no matter, there's not a base runner. And Strickland is still in the left-handed batter's box. As Courtney Parks has pitched very well this first game. Just a pair of hits, two or three, I believe. And they've all been stranded, of course. As Bree Strickland looks to give the Bruins a hope here. This is their first of their last two innings to try and take some damage on the Penguins here. Strickland fouls one back, way back. That might have gotten all the way to wild card behind us here in San Rafael. So the Bruins have yet to put up enough offense to get on the scoreboard. The Penguins have come in with four runs in the second. A solo home run from Wilcox after that, and one more run back in the sixth inning. And looks to be good news for the Penguins as Strickland was able to ground out right here in the infield. Very routine ball. Penguins are making it look easy on the defensive side. And that brings up Jessica Pereira. Pereira got the Bruins out of the bottom of the fifth as Penguins were looking to score again, getting runners on base. But Pereira stands in there on the right-handed batter's box. She slings one out to second base. Amber Muslar is right there to catch it. So three up, three down. Bruins not able to get anything started. Penguins dominating so far in the matchup. Radio.Dominican.edu. Bottom of the sixth action coming up. And now for the Penguins, bottom of the sixth, radio.dominican.edu is bringing you Sonny Castro, Ashley Mills, and Brittany Hale due up for the Penguins here. First pitch is in, No action on it, of course. As Castro, the right fielder for the Penguins, wearing number 23, not a Michael Jordan. But she is at the bottom of the order, takes a strike. So the Penguins now holding on to their 6-0 lead, looking to get their last chance for insurance runs right now. The Penguins have been solid on defense all day long. Castro goes down swinging, so first out is made. And the Penguins bring up Ashley Mills, now the leadoff hitter for the Penguins. All sorts of motions and infield meetings for the Bruins. As Megan Sison gets set to get through this inning as fast as she can. She's pitched all 5 innings thus far, but has been scored 6 times on. Excuse me. So Ashley Mills stands as the left-handed batter for the Penguins. She looks at a ball. The count now 2-0. She slings off some dirt with the bat there. She waits for the pitch from Sison. The delivery is in for a strike. 2-1 now the count. Ashley Mills getting comfortable with the bat and in the batter's box. The defense of the Bruins is somewhat ready. The running slap by Mills is made deep towards second base, but the out is called and made as Jessica Pereira handles it nicely and tosses it over to Jennifer Crocker out there at first base. So the Penguins not yet able to get anything started here as two are down in the bottom of the sixth. This brings up Brittany Hale. She's been a good defensive player out there in center field so far. And has gotten on base as well. She runs forward out of the batter's box as if to hit her first pitch, but does not swing. So the strike is called as the Bruins look to have their quickest inning all day long. Brittany then takes a swing at this one, fouls it off to the backstop. The count now 0-2, it looks like. Taylor has a two-out, no-on situation. She does bat second in the order. But right now, insurance runs are going to be hard to come by for the Penguins. They do have a 6-0 lead right now as Hale lines out to Jessica Pereira. A solid catch out there at second. And so the Penguins are retired for the quickest time this afternoon. And that'll bring up top of the seventh, last chance for the Bruins. Radio.Dominican.edu, a 6-0 lead, and in order to get any of those runs back, the Bruins will try to use Megan Sison, Kelsey Stewart, and Shannon Frazier. Coming up, Radio.Dominican.edu. And so the infield huddles up as the Penguins get ready for what could be their last inning of action here on defense. As first up, Megan Sison, the pitcher for the Bruins, swings one back into foul territory. That's right behind the backstop. Penguins up 6-0 here in the top of the seventh. Could put this game away in 3 outs. Courtney Parks has had a great afternoon of pitching and shows that right there with a strike. No swing from Sison. Penguin defense has helped her out quite a bit. Parks has kept the Bruins scoreless today. And a hit down. Deep, deep left. And it's just off the glove of Ashley Mills. She was running back and to her right. And so, Sison now with the biggest hit for the Bruins right now. A triple. As the Penguins have to regroup real quick right here. Amber Lahr had to hand over the helmet for Sison as she's standing over there on third. Moose had to come all the way from her second base position. And boy, the Bruins look to show a little bit of heart and life here in the top of the seventh. Their last chance to score 6 runs and push extra innings or take the lead. So Kristen Kennedy digs one out of a low ball. So a runner on third. This is the tough situation Courtney Parks has seen this afternoon. But we know that she's up for this kind of challenge. No outs right here in the top of the seventh. This ball fouled back by Kelsey Stewart. Stewart a couple pitches in. She looks for a sign from her third base coach. Gets the signal now. Starts to head back into the batter's box. The Penguins on defense have been solid with the situation they've had to deal with so far. Parks slings one in a little high. No swing still from Stewart. Kelsey Stewart wears the 21 and holds the bat in time for a bunt. The squeeze play this time is just in front of the ball, just in front of home plate. Kennedy made the reach for the ball, couldn't grab it. She would have made the tag on Megan Sison, who was coming in from third. So the squeeze play works, and Stewart is on first. So the Bruins eliminate the shutout, 1-6 now, with a runner on first, no outs. Penguins need the D that they've had all game long as the infield starts to take a couple steps in. This one popped up by Shannon Frazier. Infield pop-up. Jenna Joyner is there. Didn't have to move a whole lot, but she got set up right under it. One out, retired for the Bruins. So we'll see how Parks and company get out of this inning. As one runner is on, Megan Sison started off with a big old triple deep left field. It just got out of the hands of Ashley Mills. I'm not sure it counts as a triple, actually, because it was very well hit, but still under it was Ashley Mills as it bounced out of her glove. And so Megan Sison got on first, and it was a squeeze play executed by Kelsey Stewart. She stands at first base now, ready to run. The hit from Jennifer Crocker gets shallow right field. Sonny Castro, isn't able to handle. The throw into second is mishandled as it goes out into left field. In comes what looks like Kelsey Stewart from all the way from first. She scored. She would have been at third had the catch been made at second. So a little regrouping here necessary for the DU defense. 2-6, the Penguin lead. It was a shutout when this inning began. Seventh inning to come up. So it looks like a pinch runner for the Bruins as Jennifer Crocker comes off second base. As number two, I don't have that player on my roster right here. But number two for the Bruins is out at second base. Very appropriate as number 22, Jessica Campbell, is at the plate. So the Bruins still need a few more runners if they're to tie this game up. So the Penguins still have plenty of chance here to go out of this game with a win. Campbell gets under this pitch, and it goes off into the right side foul territory. Markley giving a great chase out there, but no chance to get that ball. She would have had to jump a couple fences Sandlot style. But here is more of Jessica Campbell here from the right-handed batter's box in what could be the last inning of action here. One out. Joyner fields this ground ball. It's good for the second out of the inning as the Bethany Bruins running short on time here. Advancing, though, is number two of the Bruins. Quick running as number one, Felicia Vera, comes up to bat. The left-handed Vera ready for a swing, and she sneaks one into left field. As the single drives home an RBI, number two of the Bruins comes in as Vera gets an RBI single, just what they needed now. 3-6, the Penguin lead here in the top of the seventh as the Penguins are looking for a victory, but right now the tying run is in the batter's box. So Courtney Park's facing the most offense from the Bruins today, as they've been able to get a couple on bases and help from errors here, as the Penguins have missed a couple balls that they should have had. And the Penguins still have it down to a 3-6 lead as Parks sends in a strike for number 15, Jennifer Ilse. Ilse plays in center field as she had a ball go overhead earlier today for a home run. Ilse hits one into right field. It gets through the infield. Moose and Markley not able to close in on that one. So the single now leaves for the Bruins, runners at first and second, and brings up Jessica Pereira, number 14. Excuse me, not yet. Bree Strickland, number 13. So similar numbers right there, one away. Two down here for the Bruins, as a wild pitch goes off the top of Kennedy's glove, and the runners advance. So some key errors for the Penguins, getting everyone worried here with the tying run at the plate. It looks like time will be called as Bob Herman comes out to catch every Penguin on the defensive infield with some advice here. 3-6, the Penguin lead. But two runners in scoring position, and Bree Strickland at the bat for the Bruins, and it's a great chance for the Bruins to get back in this. They are back in it, in fact, because when they started this inning, it was 6-0. But here we are. Penguin defense has to dig in right here, take a foothold, and get out of this game here. 3-6, the Penguin lead. Runners on second and third. Two outs. The pitch, low and away. Kennedy able to pick that one up. Strickland, no swing on that. She's got that long, dark hair with some blonde highlights. Looks kind of goofy with the maroon and off-white jerseys that they wear. Parks sent another one outside. The count now 2-1. Two outs. Three-run lead for the Penguins. As the Bruins battling back right here. Runners in scoring position and on the move. Since it is two outs, they do need to score. But Penguins need to stop them from scoring, as it is a 3-1 count now. Bree Strickland steps into the left-handed batter's box. Looks now to Courtney Parks. Parks sends one outside and high. Good for a walk. A base on balls. And that loads up all the bases. The tying run is on first. So the Penguins still looking for just as much defense as before, as they're trying to get out of this two-out situation here. Courtney Parks hasn't seen a whole lot of hitting until this last inning here in the seventh, as the Penguins have to hold on to this. Two outs. The pitch to Jessica Pereira is fouled off. The Penguins now still on defense, looking to close this one out in the first game of this two-game doubleheader between the Bethany Bruins and the Dominican University Penguins. Up to bat here is Jessica Pereira. She already fouled off their first pitch. Parks now gets Pereira to swing and fouls off a second one. 0-2 the count now. The Bruins have loaded up the bases and scored three runs here in the seventh inning to bring them out of the shutout and the winning run, or the go-ahead run at the plate now. That ball in the dirt, Kennedy able to handle it. No one moves. 1-2 now the count for Jessica Pereira. Megan Sison on deck. She led off the inning. And Parks delivers. This ball gets to Joyner. And Joyner is unable to make a play, as she was fully extended out there by third base. Couldn't quite get it to Wilcox covering third, as she just was able to stop the ball in the infield to bring up Megan Sison. 6. Now the Bruins with just 2 away from tying this game up. The tying run is on second base as the Penguins need to close it out here. 2 outs in the top of the 7th. That pitch in for a strike. The Penguins can walk away with this one if they just get this last out. 4-6. The Penguins, they won their last game 6-4. It would be fitting right here as it's an 0-2 count now. Megan Sison getting a little bit of pressure here from opposing pitcher Courtney Parks. The 0-2 count. Don't want to go out on a strikeout with bases loaded for the Bruins, but she does. Swing and a miss. That's the game, folks. Penguins slither away with this one. Boy, they shouldn't do that. They should slide away as the Penguins come up with a win. 6-4. Great piece of work right there. Last minute defense. Courtney Parks comes through in the clutch. And boy, game two coming up in a bit. Penguins on top of this one in 7. 6-4. Oh, great bit of work right there in the top of the 7th. Penguins close it out. Bruins coming back. Game time. It'll be after 5:39. So radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back.
Radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station from Dominican University of California. April 6, 2007. Stuart Horn, Jackson Wong, your DU broadcasters for this afternoon. Game number 2 coming up between the Penguins and the Bruins from Bethany University. Bethany in town on a windswept day at Albert Park in San Rafael, California. In game 2, Amanda Bolstecki will be on the mound. Number 12 is Bolstecki, a right-handed thrower. And she's going to be looking at number 15. This is Jennifer Isle. Isle in there takes ball 1, very high. Top of the 1st in game number 2. Penguins squeak through the early game. That was a 4 o'clock start, Jackson. We normally don't start the games at 4 o'clock. Today's game's 4 and 6 o'clock. The 4 o'clock game, the Penguins were in control until the 6th inning. Or actually, it was the 7th inning, wasn't it, when the Bethanys came roaring back. The final 6-4, the Penguins squeaked through that one. Ball 2 now.
Exactly so, Stuart.
To Isle.
The Penguins were up 6-0 to start the 7th.
Here's Bolstecki. This one's a little bit high. The wind blowing in now, but not nearly as hard as it was in the first game.
Oh, no, not even. Hair's lying flat on people's backs and off their heads right now.
Yeah, hopefully as the sun goes down, things will be a little bit better as far as the wind is concerned. Bolstecki opens up by walking Jennifer Isle to open up game 2. Here's Bree Strickland, number 13. She's a right fielder, Strickland, another lefty. In the batter's box, Strickland with a couple practice swings. Very wristy is Strickland with a single ponytail down the back. Very loose in this wind. I don't know if I'd want to wear the ponytail that loose. That one's right in there for a strike.
An apology going out to Jennifer Isle. Pronounced her name Ills throughout the first game there.
Well, you were going solo. I was out on the bay, Jackson. I was moving the big rig around. I started up there in the Sea of Labrador, brought it through the North Sea. This one's very high. Took it around the Horn and then into Loch Lomond here in San Rafael, California.
Around the Horn. Around the Horn. Do you like to go with that one?
The boat was moving very quickly. Mile on first base. Here's the next pitch from Bolstecki. Back to Bolstecki on a hop over to the second. Not in time for the double play, but the Penguins do pick up the out on the lead runner. Isle gets cut down on her way to second base. Strickland reaches first on a fielder's choice. That's the middle. Here is Jessica Pereira. The Penguins could have turned 2 there, but the ball was not hit sharply enough. Came off on a very slow roller, and Bolstecki fielded it cleanly as she fired it over to Wilcox at shortstop. Next up is the right-handed swinging Jessica Pereira, the second base person. For the Bethany Bruins, stands way up in the box, a closed stance. This one's back to Bolstecki on a hop over to second. Again, Wilcox. Now to first. Ooh. And that one was hit a little more sharply off the end of the bat. The exact same play, 2 in a row. That's the second out. Pereira on the first pitch.
Bolstecki, for the second time in a row, had to turn around and make the out at second base. She's getting good at that, taking the ground ball right in front of her, turning around and firing away. She's
Wilcox
on the money.
Yeah, Wilcox out there covering at short, and her momentum was taking her toward first. Markley with a good stretch, but the Penguins could not turn two. This one's very high. Vilsecki throwing nicely, though, here, Jackson.
Oh, absolutely. She's a pitcher I've not had the pleasure of seeing a whole lot of action from.
Megan Sison on deck.
She was the pitcher for the Bruins in game one.
Playing center field this game, too, Sison. Here's the next pitch by Vilsecki, off-speed delivery. Fire down to first base. Markley had a jump in front of it. She dug it out of the dirt. Markley down to a knee.
A lot of versatility in softball players being shown tonight here in this game, too.
Markley, a right-handed first baseman, had to reach over her body as that one's thrown down toward first, trying to catch the runner off the bag. This one's over to Wilcox, diving, nothing doing, though, into left field. Wilcox dove for that one, but she couldn't get a glove on it. That's a clean single for Megan Sison, and here is Kelsey Stewart, the catcher.
Boy, Clyde got well extended there. Likes to get down and dirty, but not able to come up with that ball, of course.
Shannon Frazier on deck. Here comes Kelsey Stewart. Right-handed batter is Stewart. She looks down to the coach.
So good news here. We have two outs. Help on the scoreboard this second game.
Right down the middle. Call the strike on Stewart. 0-1. Runners at first and second. That's Sison at first with the clean single in the left. And then Pereira, who reached on a fielder's choice. She's out there at second base now. Frazier, the batter.
Boy,
checking Stewart, the batter. Frazier on deck. That one's very high. Count is 1-1, I do believe.
Boy, in game one, the Bruins really didn't have much of an offense all game until the seventh inning.
Yeah, then things got a little weird there right at the end. Penguins had to hold on for dear life. This one's fouled straight back. Boy, she was on it. A medium speed delivery. Looked like a rise ball. Something you don't see in baseball, but the riser in softball, a common pitch. And I only bring up the baseball reference because a lot of people think if they understand baseball, they understand collegiate softball. The game's vastly different. This one, a pop blooper right up the middle. Wilcox is on it, but scoring from third, getting around third then, was Pereira. And the Bruins with the first run on the board. That one just went right over the head of Vilsecki. Wilcox dove on it, but not before Pereira, with a heads-up running play, got all the way around third. She dug for home and made it pretty easily, 5 or 10 feet, I'd say.
Clyde's still having a head-up play there. Couldn't connect with Kennedy in time for the out at home plate.
Sison, the runner at second. Stewart, the runner at first. Two singles in a row. Uh-oh, this one's out into right field. Digging for, oh, no, the Penguins had it. Tolman off the heel of Tallman's glove in the win, and Tallman muffed it. She was right on it. It was a line drive out there to right field. Tallman had a bead on it. She got to it in plenty of time. And perhaps, Jackson, the wind knocked it away from her. I'm not sure, but scoring from second base was Sison. Stewart held up for an instant. She stopped at second. Frazier with another single. That's three hits in a row. And here's Brianna Campbell.
Campbell,
number 25, is the first baseman for the Bruins.
Do you want to mention Tallman is normally a catcher for the Penguins, so out there in the open right field isn't exactly her home.
In fact, Jackson, you brought that up before the game, questioning whether or not Tallman could play right field. And the wind is whipping around pretty good out there, so I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt on this one. This one's over to third base. Joyner comes up with it, fires over to first. Markley in plenty of time. Brianna Campbell goes down, but not before the Bruins score two. They had three hits in a row, and after opening up with the base on balls and two fielder's choice plays, coming up for the Penguins in the bottom of the first inning. The Penguins are up in this doubleheader. They won the first game. They're coming up now for the first time in game two. It'll be Mills, Hale, and Jessica Tallman. And you are listening to DU Softball right here on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
Radio.dominican.edu is back, and we've got help up here in the broadcaster's booth as home field music is going for players. 2-0 the lead. Penguin softball here up against the Bethany Bruins. Stuart Horn on the play-by-play. Jay Will sitting back for color commentary in game two here.
Penguins needs to pick something up now. The first pitch is over to to Ashley Mills. Bunted back up the middle. It's fielded by the pitcher. Let's see here. Who is pitching in game two here? Jackson Wong. That's Isle.
That's right.
Okay, yeah, you did write that down. Excuse me, I didn't see it there. Isle's the pitcher for the Bruins in game two. The first pitch, then, uh-oh.
And
no, we have a stop in the action. I guess the umps want the music off as each player comes up because the opposing coach doesn't like it. Well, I'm not sure what's going on. The opposing coach is talking to the umps still, and everybody was looking up here at the broadcasting area. And our overhead speaker person was doing her job perfectly, playing the music for each individual Penguin. And now Coach Herman's out there. He wants to know what's going on. But it's not against the CalPAC rules anyway.
Got to correct you there, Stu. Coach Herman is for the Penguins. That's Michael Carpenter out there.
Coach Herman came in to see what Carpenter was doing.
Ah.
Both coaches were meeting there. Anytime one coach is talking to an umpire, oftentimes another one comes in. Now this is a big, long fly ball out to right field. The Penguins tagging up is Mills. So Mills opened up with a single, bunting her way on. She took second base on an error on the throw, and Brittany Hale knocks her over with a sacrifice. Hale is the first out. Here comes Jessica Tallman. Now, Tallman had an error in the top of the first inning out there in right field. Tallman would love to get a hit here and make up for that, driving a run. Oh, this is a fast ball, and it's over. Ooh, brother, it bounced off of one of the cars. And I'm not sure, Jackson. You know, I always park right about there, too, but I think it hit the ground first.
First one to strike,
a big, long strike. Tallman swinging with power and vigor. Here's the next pitch by Isle. This one's down the left field line and foul, out of play, running for it.
Boy, this is a bit of a repeat from game one. Penguin hitters have been well on top of the Bruin pitchers as they've sent plenty of foul balls into the left field territory.
So Bill's the runner at third base. Penguins trail 2-0 here. This one's fouled down the right field line now. She's out there into the nursery. We're at the bottom of the first of the later game.
Game two.
Amber Lara on deck. That's right, game two after the Penguins squeaked out a nice win in game one.
Moose getting prepared to be in the batter's box.
This one's chopped straight up the middle. It's going to be a very tough play. Oh, and the Bruins had a beat on it. Going around first now is Tallman. Tallman makes her way to second on the errant throw by the shortstop, and the Penguins do knock in the runner. So Jessica Tallman makes up for her little fielding error, her defensive error there in the top of the inning, by getting an RBI.
Boy,
that's going to be credited as a single, J-Woe, even though the shortstop did get a glove on it. She was diving for it, and that was not going to be any kind of a standard or regular play whatsoever. Here's Amber Lara right down the middle. Isle heaves it in there with a bunch on it. Boy, that was a nice pitch. Left fielder's way in.
Absolutely. That last play
with an RBI single. Go ahead, sorry.
Felicia Vera had to kind of slide and dive on her knees, made the throw from her knees, and it wasn't able to get over to first base, and obviously that created the error.
Sison's out there in center field. The hair's blowing around a little bit. Here's the next pitch by Isle. Isle, the lefty. Oh, this one's down the left field line. Oh, and fielded beautifully. It just hung up there in the wind. That one's hauled in by Frazier. Shannon Frazier.
Boy, you mentioned the left fielder coming in a bit, and it was a good thing she did for the Bruins. They had her positioned perfectly on the defensive side.
Fly out to seven. That's the second out of the inning. Tallman with the RBI is over there at second base. Tallman was able to reach second after the throw.
Good news for Penguins with a runner on second. Clyde
outside, low and away. Frazier is out there in left field. Just getting our scorebook in order as Courtney Wilcox is the batter. This one. No, this one's out to left. Backing up on it is Frazier over her head. Uh-oh. And there's one RBI as Amber Lara has come in. Check it. Is that Jessica? Yes, Jessica Tallman has come in. Lara with the flyout. This one's all the way over the left fielder's head. Frazier turned around And there was absolutely no way in the world she was going to get to that one. Wilcox with a double and an RBI, and that's large because the Penguins have now tied the game, Jacksonville.
Oh, boy, talk about large. Clyde Wilcox has gone deep twice now for that long double, and in game one, she had a big old solo home run center field.
Is that right? In this wind?
Absolutely.
You know, Frazier was probably, I thought Frazier was in good position. Oh, going with the outside pitch and blooping it into right field is Markley. Uh-oh, and now a play at the plate. It's an overthrow. The Penguins score as Wilcox came all the way in, and now digging for third base is Markley. She's down. Save!
Oh, brother.
Markley with a slide into third after the overthrow from right field. Markley headed for second. I thought she was biting off a lot with that. And then the next thing I saw, Jackson, she was digging for third. Markley goes down into a slide, and it looked like one of the Bruins had come in. It looks like Coach Carpenter might be out there to replace Isle already. I can't believe that. She's throwing the ball beautifully. Wilcox scores from second. Shannon Markley is given a single but made it all the way over to third base on the play and an RBI. And the Penguins now lead 3-2 in the bottom of the second with Kristen Kennedy on deck. And, J-Well, almost all of this has come with two outs.
That is absolutely heads-up base running right there.
Man, that was exciting. As Markley stands over there on third base. Markley is in there. She's got to be close to 6 feet, Jackson. And she, that was a low and away pitch, and she just went with it. She just leaned into it, blooped it out into right field, and ended up on third. Oh, that was huge.
Well, I thought she had actually got under the bell too much.
You know, the wind kind of pushed it away from the right fielder, too. Right fielder out there is Bree Strickland.
Exactly.
Great news. Isle stays on the mound, J-Wo, and in the batter's box is Kennedy. Kennedy the catcher in this game. Kennedy the right-handed batter, hands high, fouls this one back and into the tennis courts.
Absolutely. Actually, you mentioned the possibility of pulling Isle, but I don't think the Bruins have enough personnel to have a bullpen warm-up.
They brought 11 in. Penguins with 12. And you're right, Isle might. I can't imagine they don't have some sort of a backup pitcher. And furthermore, Isle is heaving the ball beautifully. I mean, really, it's just the Penguins are on it right now. This one is a strike. Count is 1-1. 3-2 DU, bottom first. Oh, this one's fouled up and out of play. But digging for it. Oh, the first baseman is
Brianna Campbell.
Yeah, that's Brianna Campbell. You're absolutely
and,
right.
My second apology about game one. I had a miss writing on the scorecard here. It's not Jessica Campbell, but Brianna Campbell out there at first base.
All right, here's the next pitch by Isle. Off-speed delivery and definitely offering at it was Kennedy with a strikeout. But not before the Penguins came back. That's the third out of the inning, fans. Penguins are up 3-2 after Kristen Kennedy goes down in the off-speed strikeout. Good comeback for the Penguins to answer the two-run first for the Bruins. Coming up for the Bruins will be Reagan, Vera, and Isle. And you're going to hear it right here. Top of the second coming up,
radio.dominican.edu. Radio.dominican.edu is back right here in what was a sunny Santa Fe, California day, but the sun is starting to set behind the clouds here in the top of the second. Stuart Horn, Jay Woe, softball from DU.
Well, thank you, Jackson. The first pitch by Volstecki is on the inside corner for a strike. The batter is Sarah Reagan. Reagan at third base today in game two. Wears number five, and she plays at the fifth position, and that's a low strike. Volstecki out there, big smiles. Reagan behind in the count. Nothing in 2-3, two DUs. Top of the second inning, game two. On a rare 6 p.m. start. Oh, man, did you see the spin on that thing, Jackson? That one is breaking right in there to the right-handed batting Reagan. And that's a screwball. That was breaking right in at her, I believe. That thing had bitten just beautifully. Now, you know, the breeze has switched a little, isn't it? Coming out of the right field now, I think. This
Absolutely.
One's chopped over there toward Coach Campbell, standing in the third base coach's box. And it's run down by Joyner. That's way out of bounds.
You know, game one, a lot of the wind was coming in from left field. And you're right, it is coming in from the right now.
Yeah, I think it switched a little bit. Man, it was coming in hard from left field when the first game got started. But I want to give you kudos for a good job getting us through that first game. It was very tense at the end there, but you know, the broadcasters have a lot to do with the outcome of these games. This one's a little bit high and away. Ball one. One ball and two strikes, I believe.
Boy, Reagan stands in that box with a really wide stance. Mm.
A little bit inside as Reagan buckles out of the way. You're right, she's way up in the box, too. Perhaps the thought on that is that if you stand far enough up in the box, now she's adjusted back to the center of the box, but if you're up far enough, you can catch the pitch before the break bites is, you know, at its hardest. And that one's inside. So after opening up with two perfect strikes, Volstecki has thrown three inside, and the count's now full. Wilcox is out there at short. And this one's chopped toward Wilcox right overhead. And a nice swat by Sarah Reagan. She gets a full count single. And that brings up Felicia Vera.
Boy, and Wilcox, just out of her outstretched glove. They call her Clyde just to differentiate her from Courtney Parks, who's been with the team a little longer.
Ah. All right. This is a butcher boy as Vera fakes the bunt. Pulls back on the first pitch, chops it right back to Volstecki, who turns, fires over to Wilcox, gets Reagan between first and second for the first out. Vera reaches first on a fielder's choice. And now Jennifer Isle is up, number 15. Isle, the pitcher.
You know, Volstecki, for the third time now, picks up the ground ball, turns around, and gets the lead runner out at second.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm loving it.
Only, an inning and a third. She's done it three times now. Three of the four outs, Volstecki's picked up on her own.
Well, Dominican defense has shown itself pretty well.
This one's hacked between the third baseman and the shortstop out into left field, just kind of a dribbler. And now runners at first and second as Isle reaches with a single. There's another hit for the Bruins. Bruins hitting the ball very nicely, actually. Here's Bree Strickland, last time up, Strickland. The fielder's choice, back to Volstecki.
That's right.
Let's see now. What did she do here? She did have a fielder's choice, and she was then caught as a result of a fielder's choice. So she hit one, and then she was an out as a result of one. The first time up, she chopped it back to Volstecki, and Volstecki turned around, fired it over to Wilcox to get Isle. This is fouled off the tip of the bat. So now you got Felicia Vera over there at second base, Jennifer Isle at first base, Bree Strickland the batter. And Strickland's in there with one ball and one out. Hey, I got to give props to whoever's working the scoreboard. So much better than Brandon Davis. This one's chopped down the third base line. You know, I mean, Davis was okay and everything, but really, we had a lot of trouble with that guy. He's kind of a troublemaker when you think about it, Brandon Davis.
Absolutely.
But today's scorekeeper is right on it. Oh, she's doing a good job. One ball, two strikes. She must be a Penguin, no doubt.
Actually,
standing back in there is Bree Strickland. Yes, Jay Will?
I hear our scoreboard keeper's a former softball player.
You know, that helps, because I don't think Brandon Davis ever played softball. 2-2, as that one's a little bit high. Isle, the runner at first.
I got to imagine that. The other thing that helps is lights at this hour are a lot easier to see out there on the scoreboard.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, this one's right down the middle. Oh, toward Markley. Markley had it. Now it's flipped back to Markley by Lara. Heads up, back up there. It came off the glove of Markley. Lara was right there to pick it up. And a good play by Lara. So Strickland reaches first. No, she doesn't. She's out 4-3. So that's the second out of the inning. This is Jessica Pereira, last time up. Pereira reached on a fielder's choice and then scored the first run of the Bethany's two-run first inning. This one's a high fly ball. Markley digging for it, and it goes right into the Bruin dugout. Bruins up and out of the way. They're diving out of the way all over the place.
Boy, the Penguins now with two outs don't have to worry so much about the two runners on second and third and just focus on the force out at first.
That's right. Runners are at second and third with two down. Here's the pitch by Volstecki. This one's way out there into right field. Digging for it, Tallman. No, and backing up on it was Lara. So Tallman didn't even get to it. Lara backpedaling for the third out. So that's a fly ball by Pereira. Over to four. Out number three. No run scored. Let me ask you this, Jackson. Is the Bruin dugout called a den?
I don't know. I wouldn't call it that. It's
you
not homey enough.
Call it a Bruin den? All right. Yeah, good call. They're just visiting. The visitors are the Bethany Bruins from Bethany University out of Scotts Valley, taking on the Mighty Views, the Penguins from Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, Jackson Wong with you, your DU broadcasters for this afternoon. Bottom of the second coming up, 3-2, Penguins Radio, .dominican.edu.
Stuart Horn, Jay Woe, back with more, radio.dominican.edu.
On the mound,
softball action.
Sorry about that, Jay Woe. On the mound is Isle. First pitch swinging was Joyner, and she hits a pop-up over to four. And the Bruins in good shape. Bottom second, 3-2, DU. The Penguins kept the Bruins from scoring in the top of the inning, but now Joyner goes down one pitch. Here's the first. Boy, the Penguins are aggressive. First pitch swinging both times as Volstecki is the batter. Volstecki batting right and hacks it down the first base line for a strike.
No problem there, though. The Penguins really have been good at bat since the game one. They've just been hitting a lot of balls out of in-play territory.
Man, Volstecki waited. Everybody in the place, no sound. And then finally, the call was made. It was a strike. It was outside corner. And I wasn't sure. From up here, it was hard to tell. This one, she checks swings, pulls back very high for a ball. It's now one ball and two strikes with one out after Joyner opened up the bottom of the second with a one-pitch pop-up over to Pereira. Off-speed delivery. Oh, brother. And she got Volstecki looking. Absolutely frozen was Volstecki. That's a second strikeout. She got Kennedy to finish the bottom of the first inning with the exact same pitch, J-Wa.
Oh, boy. And our scoreboard is, in fact, right on the money here.
Yep.
Great help here in the lower lighting situation.
For a second there, it looked like we were going to have to do it at the start of the game, and I was getting very nervous. But the scoreboard people are just dialed in. Ashley Mills, the batter. Mills with a single to open up the Penguins' bottom of the first inning. And then she eventually scored the first run for the Mighty DUs. This is a running slap, but she missed at it. She had the run, she had the slap, but no contact.
Boy, I love the fact the Penguins have, at the top of their order, two left-handed batters.
Yeah, I like that too. Brittany Hale on deck, speaking of our next lefty. Here's the next pitch, off-speed delivery. Oh, and going with it beautifully, but out into right field, Strickland is all over it. She waited on that one. And the Penguins go down 1-2-3. Brittany Hale with a fly out to 9 for the third out. She left Jessica Tallman on deck. And Tallman had the RBI single last time she was up. So she'll lead things off in the bottom of the third. But coming up in the top of the third inning, it's Megan Sison. Sison opened up, or her first AB was a single, and then she scored the second run for the Bruins. We are in the top of the third, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
And we come back to you now from sunny Santa Fe, California, in the top of the third, and action is already underway.
Wow, one pitch. Hard chopper over to Joyner from Megan Sison. Joyner goes down, 5-3. Check it. Sison goes down on the throw from Joyner across the diamond. Well, what a great wing over there for Joyner. She just hurled that thing over to Markley at first. One down. Here is Kelsey Stewart, who reached base with a single last time up.
Joyner's been on the money defensively today. Nothing's gotten by her all afternoon, all evening. Solid
last broadcast, Joyner had all kinds of trouble, and today she's aces. Like to see that. She's a super third baseman, I'll tell you that. She's got the great arm, but her range is really her best attribute. Shannon Frazier's on deck, and Kelsey Stewart, the batter, number 21, right-handed swinging. This one's popped way up in the air. Laura's under it. She calls for it. Coming in behind her is Hale to back things up in case it got a little squirrely up there in the wind, but Laura was able to field it cleanly. A pop-up to four for the second out, and here's Shannon Frazier, number 11, the left fielder who reached base last time. Now, J-Well, I said she had a single last time, and in fact, it was an error on Tallman that got her on base last time up.
That's absolutely right. She had that bloop out to right field. That's a Tallman not in her regular position.
This one's chopped over. Wilcox dives on it. Oh, brother, and Wilcox rolled over her wrist. And she's lucky she's okay. She absolutely ate grass that time. She dove into the hole. Wilcox hit her left cheek and jaw and everything, and she's out there laughing, and most of the Penguins are. And I'm glad to see she's okay, because she really hit the ground, diving over her shoulder to her right for that one. Now she's kind of limping around, but sheepishly, she's okay. And that's a hit for Shannon Frazier.
She knows what she's getting into, as she's had a great day so far and is able to just laugh that kind of thing off.
Yeah, that wasn't an error. I mean, she had to range way over to her right. She dove on it to keep it from going to left field, but in the process, she kind of endowed. Now her left, see, now she's shaking out that left arm. It looked to me like she rolled on that wrist, which the adrenaline may have taken away from of the play, and her face has got, now she keeps rubbing her face. She's got grass on the face.
You know, I almost think she's just joking around with her teammates down there at the dugout.
She really hit the grass hard with the mug. This one's right down the... Oh, I thought it was down the middle, but in fact, it's three balls, no strikes. So the Penguins better get back to business here. After Wilcox with an unfortunate rollover. This one's chopped over to Wilcox. She comes in on it. Two bounces off speed. Oh, off balance throw. Waiting on it, Markley. Wilcox able to throw her out, third out of the inning, no damage done. As Brianna Campbell goes down 6-3, Frazier, the only batter with a hit in that inning, only four batters coming up for the Penguins. In the bottom of the third inning will be Tallman. She'll lead things off. Lara and Wilcox, bottom three, Penguins up 3-2. Jay Woe, Stuart Horn, radio.dominican.edu.
From San Rafael, California here. We're in the bottom of the third in the game two of the doubleheader between the Bethany Bruins and the Dominican University Penguins. Stuart Horn back from the Bay to join us here in the broadcasting booth. Here he is with the play-by-play, radio.dominican.edu.
Jackson, I need to clarify something I said in the last inning. It was Brittany Hale who is leading things off for the Penguins. And on one pitch, the left-handed swinging Hale chops it over to second. Pereira throws her out. Hale goes down 4-3. It was actually Ashley Mills who ended the bottom of the second inning with that fly out to right field. I said it was Hale. And now Tallman, not leading off the inning, not left on deck, as I reported earlier. But thanks to our spotter who checked things for us and let me know that we were on back on track here, and I think we are. So one down in the bottom of the third. Penguins up 3-2. One strike, one away to Jessica Tallman. Last time, Tallman with a single and an RBI that was huge for Tallman. She chops it up. It comes out of the batter's box and bounces back up and hits Tallman in the arm, I believe. But she's okay. She kicks the end of the bat, looks down to the coach.
She doesn't have any grass to rub on it, but she'll be fine.
That's right. Just rub some grass on it. That's J-Wo's. That's pretty much her slogan. This one's hacked out into left field, right between third and short, and a solid line drive. And Tallman is now 2-for-2. Very solid line drive single out there in the left. Here is Amber Lara.
You know, I wouldn't go so far as to call it my slogan. It's really just something I picked up from my years of high school football. So we'll bring it around here to collegiate sports.
Well,
if we can.
You know, whenever I hear somebody say that, I think of you. So it's 3-2, one out. As far as the DU radio squad is concerned, it's definitely your line.
Oh, absolutely.
Just rub some grass on it. And, you know, when Wilcox dove and landed on her face out there at shortstop deep in the hole, I think she did rub a little grass on it. She was fine.
Oh, yeah. She was smiling all the way through.
Amber Lara swings at the first one. Strike one. This one's chopped back foul. Nothing in two.
Moose with a hand on hip. She's waiting around for more softball action. She loves this sport.
Wilcox on deck. Wilcox had a double last time up. Penguins would love to get another base runner. Tallman's out there on first after the clean single out in the left. And here's the next pitch. Off-speed delivery. Bounces off the front of the plate. Right over the head of Stewart. Digging for second is Tallman, and she's in there safely with a wild pitch. So she steals second. Wild pitch.
On a stand-up. She was able to get in nice and clean.
Yep, didn't need to Didn't need to slide. Didn't need to wear out those sliding pads. The right-handed swinging Amber Lara's in there. One ball, two strikes. Here's the next pitch. Very high. 2-2. And after getting behind in the count, Lara's back in there against Sile.
Don't get me started on twos again.
That's right.
Moose wears number two.
Here's the next pitch. Isle, oh, heaves it in there. This one's chopped out of play toward the cars. Oh, another one off the cars. Man, that's two this game off the front of the cars. Both of them, though, landed before it hit the car, then the car. It wasn't clean to the car.
Similar to a ground rule double, right?
It's something like that. Here's the next pitch by Isle. 2-2. Oh, this one's down the third baseline. I'll tell you what, Lara's all over the fastballs.
I'm telling you, all the Penguin hitters have been doing that. Game one and game two. They've been all over those balls early, though, and so they've sent a lot of balls into the left field foul territory.
Reagan's over there at third base. Reagan did not play in game one, as J-Well mentioned. She's over there at third. Reagan's in there at about 5'10", pretty tall for a third baseman.
Absolutely.
Here's the next pitch by Isle.
Oh!
Man, oh man, off-speed delivery, Amber looking.
The called strike three.
And strike three is called. Courtney Wilcox, the shortstop, is up to play, up to the plate. Last time an RBI double for Wilcox.
Last
number
game,
three.
Clyde hit one deep down center field. Came in on a solo home run. Had to run it out, but still worth a run and RBI.
Runner at second is Tallman. Two down. Courtney Wilcox up to the plate. Here she is. Oh, this one's chopped out into deep center. Backing up on it is Sison. Can't get to it. Around first now is Wilcox, and she's in there with a stand-up double and another RBI.
As, oh, what a day.
As Tallman comes in, Penguins up now 4-2. Shannon Markley, the batter, who had an RBI single up. So the middle of the order for the DUs has been great. And what a whack that was. And Sison and Frazier had both backed up, knowing that Wilcox might go deep, and she got it between them, and they were both running away from the field, which everybody likes to see. This one's chopped up the middle. Now around third is Wilcox. She's thinking about it. Here's the play at the plate. The throw is there, and she was out on the head-first dive. Wilcox, who tried to score from second base, a perfect throw from Sison in center field after Markley chopped it up the middle. The out, though, came at home on the head first slide. Oh, the Penguins ate that. They did score one. A superb play by the Bruins. Sison with a bullet to home. The tag applied by Stewart. And Wilcox was dead by about 5 feet, J-Well.
Well, Stewart really covered that line down the home plate stretch, and there's actually a bat out there. I was afraid she was going to trip on that. She had to cut it in a little closer than I think she would have wanted.
Man, the head first slide, you're taking your chance, especially when you're going in against the shin guards of Stewart. But Wilcox was, she was giving it her all. She came burning around third. She just couldn't get there in time. You really wouldn't expect, I mean, such a perfectly thrown bullet from Sison in center field. I don't know why you wouldn't expect it. I mean, Sison's pretty solid out there so far.
Actually, you have to expect it because...
yeah, you're right.
Because Clyde was, you know, she's always been at attention on base running, and she likes to catch people off guard, and so the Bruins, I think, learned from their last mistake last time they disregarded the run.
Let's leave it right here as we go to the top of the fourth inning. So it's 4-2 DU. Penguins are back out on the field. And coming up for the Bruins will be Sarah Reagan. Last time up, Reagan with a single out into a right field, it looks like, and then she was thrown out at second base after Felicia Vera came up in a fielder's choice. Back to Volstecki for the first out of the top of the second. We're now in the top of the fourth inning. Sarah Reagan coming up. She's 1-for-1. Volstecki's still out there on the mound. We're not going to pause. We're good. Are we good? Volstecki, number 12, is out there. And Penguins just getting stretched out a little bit, taking a couple of extra practice swings. Or practice stretches. Practice throws. Joyner out there. Markley. Lara at second. Wilcox at short. Around the outfield. Mills in left. Hale in center. Tallman out there in right.
You know,
the Penguins have been playing pretty beautifully yesterday, Will.
Stuart, speaking of stretching, there's no seventh inning stretch in softball. What do we do about that? I mean, we are here in game two,
right, true.
In the middle.
Yeah. The broadcasters do a third inning stretch generally. That's the tradition. And scorers, too. Or maybe a second inning. Maybe we just switch it up. Sometimes, you know, sometimes it gets to be a very long game. So by the time you get to game two, you just go for, like, a first inning stretch. But if the first game went quickly, then maybe you go to, like, a fourth or a fifth inning stretch. How's that?
Sounds fine to me. I like changing things up every now and then.
See, change is good. Markley now dancing around out there, trying to stay warm. The wind has died down considerably. It's still breezy, still coming in from right center. But it was a windstorm out here at the beginning of game one. And now things have calmed down considerably. Looking out at the flags there in deep left center field. And we're by the bocce ball courts. We're at Albert's Park. Santa Fe, California fans. April 6, 2007. Game number two. Penguins squeaked by on game number one by a score of 6-4 after a very late rally by the Bruins up from Bethany University in Scotts Valley. Down there by Santa Cruz. And you are listening to radio.dominican.edu, where we are bringing you this broadcast. Brought to you by the Communications Department, where we're under the direction of Professor Melba Beals. A lot of people in the crowd, and things have warmed up a little bit. It's not so breezy. It's not freezing cold like a lot of the players thought it was going to be. And, in fact, the other day, Jackson, or Jay, when you and I were talking, they were talking about this late start and the 6 o'clock start and how the first baseman and the batter would be looking into the sun. But with the cloud cover, it's really actually pretty pleasant out here, at least up here in the luxury box where we're high above the field, looking down on the field from behind home plate. There's only one luxury box out here at Albert Park, and they put the broadcasters and the scorers in it.
Well, it's very exclusive, just a limited number of seats here.
That's right.
As we're right behind the dugout for the Bruins on the away side.
Looking through the windows, it's kind of a luxury. Well, I guess that's why they call it a luxury box. Nice crystal clear windows. We have a beautiful view.
Absolutely. That front shade is keeping all the wind out of our faces.
Now, what's Coach Herman doing out there in left field? I'm not sure what he was doing, but maybe he was
out there. That's a really great question, man.
He was talking to Mills, I believe, out there. But here's Sarah Reagan. Reagan, one for one on the day. I think we're finally ready to get things going. Oh, he was turning the lights on, of course. Yep.
You did mention that we would have a chance to play under the lights.
Hey,
here.
That's pretty cool. So the lights are on, fans, and the scoreboard is lit up brightly, and the first pitch by Volstecki, it catches the outside corner, and it's strike one, Jay Will.
Oh, absolutely. Quick swing and a miss from the Bruins. Sarah Reagan at the plate.
Sarah Reagan takes this one high and away. One ball, one strike. And we are in the top of the fourth. Penguins leading 2-4. 4-2. Don't get going on those twos again. I don't know why I said 2-4. That doesn't sound like a lead. This one's inside. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Nobody out yet. In the top of the fourth inning. Volstecki, the pitcher. This one's chopped over to Wilcox. She comes up on it. Hard throw over to first. No, Wilcox can't get it out of the glove. And she muffed it on the exchange, Jaywa.
And, I know it's still competition here, but Clyde is all smiles out there at shortstop, as Penguin defense has, for the most part, held its own, except for a couple of innings. This time it might be the first inning. Last game it was until the seventh that Penguin defense really held up well.
Felicia Vera at the plate. Last time she reached on a fielder's choice. She squares to bunt, then pulls back, but called a strike on Vera, who's 0-for-1. This one's bunted over to Markley, over to first. Covering now is Lara. And Felicia Vera, with a sacrifice, moves Sarah Reagan over to second base.
Moose and Markley really connected well on that defensive play. Very routine. They made it look easy.
Yeah, that was a good play by Markley, who came in on it. She busted in on a very softly hit bunt. This is Jennifer Isle. Isle is 1-for-2 with a walk. This one's hacked out into left field, and Mills gets under it. Mills comes running in, and grabs it out of the air. Well, that was a good play by Mills. A big long fly out to 7 for the second out. After Vera's sacrifice, Reagan over to second. Here's Bree Strickland. Strickland is 0 for 2. Strickland reached base on a fielder's choice and then hit a grounder over to Lara where she was thrown out and takes the first pitch for a strike. Runner at second, two down, top of the fourth, 0-1.
Boy, the Ophir's out there.
This is a pass ball now, as Kennedy could not hold on to that one. And that moves Sarah Reagan over to third. I'm not sure what happened there.
So right when I praised the Dominican defense, a couple errors start to haunt again.
Well, I only see one error so far this inning. And that was on the pass ball right there to Kennedy.
Right. So.
Oh, I see. You mean to tell me that you're going to give Wilcox an error on that play? I gave Sarah Reagan a hit. I didn't want to give Wilcox an error.
No. I'm talking about between game one and game two.
Oh, I got you.
It's just a little bit of faltering as far as errors go.
All right. I'm with you. I didn't mean to jump on you. 2-2 with two outs, 4-2 in the fourth inning.
All I'm saying is that history has shown Penguins have a couple errors in the same inning.
This one's over to Lara on two bounces. She fires it over to Markley. And Pereira goes down. Check it. Strickland goes down. 4-3. No damage done. Score is still 4-2. Bottom four coming up for Jay Woe and I. Kristen Kennedy. Jenna Joyner. Amanda Volstecki. Radio.Dominican.edu.
And we've returned with more softball action, radio.dominican.edu.
Oh, Kristen Kennedy up there swinging at the first pitch of fastball, just heaved in there by Isle. I'll tell you what, I'm very impressed by Isle, who's not a big lady, but she throws big. I mean, she brings it. She's got to be getting mid-60s here, and it's cold out.
I've come to expect that out of softball ladies. Never judged by size, obviously, but...
Yeah. And Isle wears the ribbon, the white ribbon with the, if she has a navy blue ribbon with the white in there holding the ponytail in place. No, it's a braid down the back. Looks like a white ribbon. And she's just absolutely throwing that fastball. And on top of that, Kristen Kennedy gets a round on it. Oh, and this one, she nails that into right field. Strickland muffed it slightly, or I think that was sharply hit enough that Strickland, if she'd have picked it up cleanly, would have had a play at first base. You see that quite often in collegiate softball. Kennedy with a single. And now Jenna Joyner comes up. Joyner popped one up to the second baseman Pereira in the bottom of the second inning, and she's 0-1. The right-handed batting Joyner squares around a bunt, takes the pitch, lays it down perfectly up the first baseline. Campbell picks it up, fires over to Pereira covering. Penguins playing a little bit of small ball as Kennedy makes it over to second base after the sacrifice by Joyner.
Picture perfect bunt and sacrifice.
Volstecki the batter. Volstecki's up there 0-1 with a strikeout in the bottom of the second. Penguins lead 4-2. Bottom four. Isles shakes off the first pitch from... shakes off the first sign from Stewart. This one's hacked over to short. Vera, uh-oh, it got between Vera's legs. Vera came running up on it. It was slowly hit. Vera looked up, and it came off of her foot. And now Coach Campbell's going to come out and talk to somebody. And let's see if he's going to talk to Isle.
I think he's just coming out to talk to the ump. I thought he was going to talk to the entire infield defense right there. See what's going on.
Now, Now, Coach Campbell is talking to the ump. He's... pointing around the infield, and I'm not sure what discussion they're having. Now, the umps are going to go talk to each other. The umps in conference, after Coach Campbell went out there and is having a word. Our umpires today, as you heard in the first game from Jay Woe, Chris Elsie. Now, she's behind the plate. And Gene Eliason. He's out in the field now. Oh, okay. So now, Coach Campbell thought there may have been contact by the runner that started that error, but the umpires have talked about it. Kennedy makes it over to third base. Volstecki at first base. She reaches by virtue of an error on six. There was no run interference there, although Coach Campbell gave it a shot. Ashley Mills will be the batter. Mills is coming up one for two with a single and a fly out to right field, J-Will.
You know, I was under the impression Michael Carpenter was head coach of the Bruins.
What did I say?
You've been saying Campbell.
Well, could you correct me a little sooner next time when I'm making mistakes? You know, I know I don't make that many of them, but I rely on you and the scorekeepers to keep me in line. My apologies to Coach Carpenter. And if I ever do it again, just reach over here and whack me in the forehead, okay? Here's the next pitch by Isle. Oh, this one's flipped up toward Isle, and Isle came back and was able to fire it over to Campbell at first base. Penguins were unable to advance. And Ashley Mills goes down 1-3. And that one was chopped. Mills didn't run immediately. It was chopped with a ton of backspin, and it just bit right in the dust there. So Mills is down, but didn't get the RBI. Moving over to second was Volstecki. And Brittany Hale's up now. Hale is 0-2 with a sacrifice and a ground out to Pereira. And I think Tallman's on deck, if I'm not mistaken. Last time I screwed that one up, too. This one's a big, long fly ball out into right field. And now the wind's got it, and it drifts back over. Sison is underneath it, and the Penguins cannot score as Brittany Hale goes down with a big, long fly ball out to center field for the third out, leaving Tallman on deck. Oh, the Penguins with a golden opportunity there, one down and a runner at third, and they couldn't get it done. Jessica Pereira is coming up for the Bruins, followed by Megan Sison, Kelsey Stewart. You'll hear it here at the top of the fifth, 42DU,
radio.dominican.edu. Radio.dominican.edu is back. J-Woe, Stuart Horn here with some more Dominican softball. That's right. Game two in the doubleheader. We're getting into the late evening. Lights are on. Action is up.
Well put, J-Woe. Here's the first pitch by Volstecki in the top of the fifth. You're right, it is getting late. Ball one outside to the left-handed batting Jessica Pereira. Pereira 0-2, fielder's choice. She did score a run. She reached on a fielder's choice. Then she hit a pop-up over to the Penguin second baseman. That's Laura. Now digging for this fly ball is Joyner. And Joyner comes up with it. Nice catch there by the Penguin third baseman, ranging way out of play. Pereira goes down on a pop-up over to five. One down. Here's Megan Sison. Sison, 1-2 with a single in the first. And then she was thrown out after a ground ball over to Joyner in the third. She did score a run in the first, too. I mean, as well.
Joyner absolutely money on defense.
Oh, man, this is a long fly ball. Hey, out there in the left field. And the wind kind of grabbed it and moved it. Running it down is Mills for the Penguins. One away in the top of the fifth. Penguins up 4-2. They won the earlier game by a score of 6-4. And the Penguins doing everything they can to hold on to see if they can sweep the Bruins on out of here. They can do it.
They look to be in good shape here because I got to mention, the Bruins only scored their two in the first inning.
Yeah, since then the Penguins have been pretty solid.
They've seen some trouble, but have been able to get out of it unharmed.
One ball, one strike after that one was low. One away.
Always good when you can depend on your defense.
Swinging right through the fastball now was Sison. One ball, two strikes. Sison, the right-handed batter, has batting gloves on both hands. That's not a bad call for tonight. It's kind of cold out here. And getting colder. Here's the next pitch. Off-speed delivery. Up the middle. Wilcox has it in the heel of her glove. She throws off balance. Oh, a big stretch by Markley, who does the splits. Markley went all the way down for a full splits. Jackson, I haven't seen anybody do that since you did it during basketball season. Markley all the way down to the ground. Holy cow. And a super play out of Wilcox to go down 6-3. Holy cow, what a play by the Penguins infield on that one. Here is Kelsey Stewart. Stewart 1-2 with a single and a fly out to Lara. The first pitch is a ball. Two down. Whew, I can't get over that stretch.
Man, the infield's really pulling my strings for the defensive MVP on the game.
Wilcox is
a huge play right there.
Oh, man. Wilcox with the off-balance heave across the diamond on the run, and Markley with the full splits. Oh, this one hit the batter? No, it hit the. It hit something and bounced back out on the field. And for a second there, I thought Kelsey Stewart had gotten nailed, but she's okay. So the count now is 3-0.
That pitch bounced off of Kennedy.
Yeah, you're right.
As the catcher.
So let's see here if Volstecki can deliver a strike, because it's almost a sure thing that Stewart's not going to swing. And here I said that. She hacks this one out into the nursery. So that's twice, Jackson, in four games we've seen a batter offer at a 3-0 pitch, something you don't see very often.
Not at all. I mentioned in history, you usually don't swing on those 3-0 counts.
3-1. Whoa, right down the middle. A little bit of a delayed call. Might have caught the outside corner. 3-2 full count. Payoff pitch coming up. Two down. Penguins up. 4-2. Volstecki would like to dig deep here and get the strikeout. This one's chopped towards Lara. She's digging over toward the right field line, and she hauls it in actually pretty easily. Boy, that's a great play by Lara, who made it look very easily. Or made it look easy, as the case may be. So we'll go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Penguins still on top. 4-2. J-Woe, Stuart Horn, radio.dominican.edu.
Right here on radio.dominican.edu. Softball action is underway. Nice and easy as the Bruins from Bethany, Scotts Valley, as they've come in. And they've had a lot of trouble here in San Rafael. Radio.dominican.edu. Here's Stuart Horn on the play-by-play.
The Penguins playing beautifully today. This one's popped straight up to Tallman. First pitch. Tallman, I was going to report, was 2-for-2 with two runs scored. She advanced in that third inning on a wild pitch. And this one, she pops the very first one up, and it's caught by the catcher, Stewart. So one out after the pop-up to two. Here's Amber Lara.
You know,
Lara is 0-for-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. This one's over to the third baseman. Oh, picked up by Reagan. Oh no, Reagan throws it over to first base. Campbell can't field it. It was a perfect throw, and Campbell reached out, and it came right off the tip of her glove. And Amber Lara ran Campbell over at the bag. Both ladies hit the deck. And Tallman, check it, Amber Lara reaches on an error on the first baseman, E3, J-Will, and Courtney Wilcox coming up.
There's no way Moose was going down on that. She stood tall on that one as Campbell just stuck her foot out there in the base path and got run over for it.
Wilcox up. Wilcox fouls this one out into the parking lot or close to it. Wilcox is 2-for-2 with two doubles, J-Will, and a run scored. So that's pretty good. She also has two RBIs on the afternoon. And she stands in there with one strike, one out, and Amber Lara, the runner at first, reaching after she got it over there to Reagan. Reagan with a perfect throw, and Campbell just couldn't hang on to it. Off-speed delivery, left field and deep. Oh, it's just foul.
Man,
not
Clyde,
by much, but that was way out there.
Clyde has had a great day at bat and in the field. And, boy, she's just like all the other Penguins, as you mentioned, getting really aggressive and being on top of all those balls.
Toughest part of the lineup for the Penguins today.
Absolutely.
Up right now against the Bruins because Shannon Markley's on deck. But Wilcox, the batter, the right-handed swinger. This one's high. One ball and two strikes. Good take there by Wilcox, who, you're right, has had a great day defensively. She had that moment where she dove for a ball and kind of got hung up in the grass where her face actually made contact with the grassy part of the field just beyond the infield, and she came up laughing. I was afraid she rolled on her wrist and may have hurt herself, but she was okay, and she's in there swinging. She's in there swinging nicely right now. One ball and two strikes as that one is chopped out of play. Shannon Markley on deck. Of course, Markley 2-for-2. Wilcox 2-for-2. Wilcox with two doubles. This one's over to Reagan. Reagan's got it. Gets a lead runner at second in plenty of time. Covering was Pereira, but Pereira had no time to throw over to Campbell in hopes of doubling things up. The speedy Wilcox. Wilcox very quick And here's Shannon Markley, 2 for 2. Wilcox reaches on a fielder's choice. Amber Lara gets caught for the second out. Markley up with 2 singles so far today.
Signs coming to Markley just as Coach Bob Herman is right underneath the setting sun. It's picture perfect. Great news, Stuart. Always keeping track of those on the scorecard. You get a lot more stats out of that than I do, just watching the game and being attentive.
Kennedy swung at it. It came off of the glove of Stewart. Stewart didn't know where it was for a second. And Courtney Wilcox has a stolen base down there to second.
Correction there. Markley didn't have to swing at it, and the ball ended up right behind the plate.
Stewart turned around. You're right. I'm facing away from the batter. I'm trying to keep the scorecard straight. This is a low strike, as Markley did swing through that one. I'm positive I saw her swing at that one.
I'll back you up on that
one. Okay. The one before, obviously, I missed. Might be this window thing we got going on here. Here's the next pitch. Off-speed delivery. Fouled up, backing on it, Campbell. Campbell hauls it in. So after the error by Campbell, they gave the Penguins a breath of hope at scoring another run. Kristen Kennedy with a pop-up. Check it. That was Shannon Markley with a pop-up to Campbell, P3 for the third out, and the Penguins' threat dissipates. Coming up for the Bruins in the top of the sixth, getting very late, J-Will, Frazier, Campbell, and Reagan, 4-2, DU.
Radio.Dominican.edu. Radio.Dominican.edu is back. J-Will, Stuart Horn. More action from the Bruins and the Penguins here at the top of six.
Oh, man, one pitch to Shannon Frazier, and it's ripped into left field. Boy, that was a solid single there, J-Will. Single first pitch from Volstecki's, a fastball, and Frazier just turned on it, ripped it into left. Brianna Campbell coming up, and Campbell is a right-handed swinger. She looks down to Coach Carpenter. I was calling him Coach Campbell, but in fact, this is Brianna Campbell. She offers it the first pitch. Now it's thrown down to first, but it gets by Markley. Backing her up was Tallman. Tallman's right there, heads up.
And it's a good thing because Frazier down there at first could have gotten extra bases if she were up and ready, but she was still on the ground touching first base when Tallman picked up the loose ball.
Yeah, that would have not been good. Tallman would have had her if she tried to get over to second on the overthrow. And the count now is 1-1, as that one's a little bit high and away. And I want to give a shout-out to Tallman's folks, speaking of Tallman, because I heard they sent you and I some cookies, J-Wo, from that last broadcast. So I haven't seen them yet, but that was the word. I talked to Jessica before the game. I wanted to make sure that her folks had actually gotten a copy of last game's broadcast, and she said, yeah, not only did they get it, and she says, did you guys get the cookies? Well, no, not yet, but I'm expecting them soon. I might stop by the studio tonight to see if they're around. Here's the next pitch by Volstecki. High spinner, breaking away from the right-handed swinging Brianna Campbell.
I'll love home-baked cookies any night of the week. Absolutely.
Here's the next pitch by Volstecki. Oh, boy, that was a nice pitch. Backing up on it, Lara. Back. Lara is able to get under it, and then with the underhanded grab, that does not allow Frazier to advance. A pop-up over to 4. Brianna Campbell goes down for the first out of the top of the 6th. Sarah Reagan comes up. Reagan, 2 for 2, Reagan. And her third AB of the second game. The Penguins lead this one 4-2. Getting very late in the top of the 6th. Volstecki gone the distance so far. Here's the next pitch. Volstecki. Oh, where was that, J-Will?
Boy, you mentioned the.
Are you still thinking about the cookies? Is that one?
No. I was actually thinking about the time, how late it is. It's 7:11 on the clock here at the radio station. And some of the players do look a little cool out there. Kind of need a little more on their fingers and ears and whatnot, those extremities get coldest quickest.
You and I need to make sure that we do plenty of calisthenics before these things get nice and warm.
You know, that's a great idea, Stuart.
Yeah.
I think I will. I'll get into that.
A good call. I mean, we do have the trainer here. In case one of the broadcasters gets injured, the trainer is here. That's Jesse Mazza. He'll take care of us. You know, we're part of the team up here. 4-2, bringing it worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Top six, 4-2, Penguins on top. Two balls, one strike, one away to the batter, Reagan, Sarah Reagan. This one's chopped up and out of play. Ooh, man,
you know,
that one hit hard.
I got to admit, I would really pass on the uniforms. Not that softball has, you know, unwearable uniforms. I'm just not the pants kind of guy.
Yeah, you're kind of a shorts guy.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're totally a shorts guy. Well, you know, the Penguins used to play in shorts. In fact, all of the teams in the Cal Pack played in shorts. And it was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. I used to talk about it on the air. How can you slide into second with shorts? And they all wore them. This one's high, full count, to Reagan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've wondered that, too.
Collegiate softball, man. They were all wearing them up until a year ago. Off-speed delivery. Oh, strike three. Oh, man. Sarah Reagan goes down. And that took guts for Volstecki to throw, as Reagan was two for two.
Oh,
so there's
man.
A second out. Man, that's
caught
large.
Looking.
Reagan goes back to the dugout. She hates it.
Caught looking. She has a bit of a smirk, but she knows she's
oh,
been
no.
beat.
She got... Oh. And she's two for two. Now Wilcox diving for it as the first pitch to Felicia Vera is through for a single. Vera goes out there in the left field. The left-handed batting Vera goes with the outside pitch and chops it up the middle. That allows Frazier to advance to second. Runners at first and second. And here is the leadoff batter Jennifer Isle. Isle in there, one for three with a single and a base on balls. It's lefty. Is Isle the pitcher in game two? This one's right there. Oh, no, it's right there, a ball. I thought it was right there, a strike.
So that last hit by Vera got past Joyner, who actually was playing in quite a bit from the third base position.
Yeah, and you're right. Joyner's out there at third. She's playing right on the line. This one's chopped over Joyner's head, but foul. It was in play over the bag, you know, Jackson. The rule there is in play over the bag is fair. And then it hooked out of bounds. Actually, for the lefty, that's a slice for Isle.
Absolutely.
A right-handed batter would have been a hook.
I was afraid that was going to be called fair.
I was, too, because it was way out of play by the time it landed. But, boy, it looked to me like it crossed the bag in play. Uh-oh, this one's out to left field. Back it up on it. Mills, it's over Mills' head. And one runner scores. Mills gets to it. Here comes the second run. And now Isle going to third. The throw is wide. Isle's going to come in. No, backed up by Volstecki. And Isle has herself a triple and two RBIs, J-Well. And all of a sudden, it's 4-4 after the Bruins had not scored since the top of the first. We're now in the top of the sixth inning. And Frazier came in on the play. Felicia Vera came in on the play. Jennifer Isle with two down, Jackson. And a triple with two RBIs. Here's Bree Strickland. Strickland is 0 for 3 with a fielder's choice and two ground outs over to Lara. Oh, the Penguins need to stop the bleeding right now. Here's Volstecki's pitch. Low.
Boy, and the big part about that is about stopping these longer innings is taking on that third out. They've got two right now, just haven't been able to close it out.
Similar against Menlo. Similarly, I should say, against Menlo, the Penguins had most of the damage done against them with two outs. And you and I noted that on the air several times. And tonight, the same thing just happened. A two-run RBI triple by Jennifer Isle. Bree Strickland in there, the lefty, pops this one up, backing up on a Joyner. It's going to be a tough play. Wilcox dives for it! And Wilcox comes all the way out, behind Joyner, out of play. And hauls it in for the third out. So at least the Penguins were able to stop the bleeding and pop out then to six to end things by Bree Strickland. It's 4-4, bottom six, very late. Penguins coming to the plate. And for the mighty DUs, it will be Kennedy, Joyner, and Volstecki. And you'll hear it here on radio.dominican.edu.
Here we are, radio.dominican.edu, top, bottom of the sixth inning, softball action. Stuart Horn on the play-by-play.
First pitch swinging by Kristen Kennedy. Backing up on it was Vera. It hits her in the bottom of the glove, J-Wo, and it rolled up to the top, and she was able to hold on to it. Boy, a great play by Vera there in the wind. Vera's out there. She looks to be about 5'3", and she's standing next to Reagan, who's about 5'10". Vera just hauls that thing in, backing up on it. What a play by Vera. One pitch, pop up to six, Kennedy gone, Jenna Joyner stands in there and takes the first pitch for a strike.
And Brandon Davis now pulling out the camera.
Yeah, B-Dave has been demoted, actually, from scorekeeper. Uh-oh, this one hits Vera. No way! Vera gets hit in the glove. She drops it. She comes up with it. And then from her knees, the diminutive Vera fires it over to Campbell. And Joyner is gone, 6-3. That's the defensive play of the game, period. I mean, really, from her knees, J-Wo, all the way over there in the hole at shortstop?
Absolutely. Late in the game, that could be very key.
That could be huge. Here's Volstecki lays down a bunt. Back to aisle, not in time. Volstecki beats it out, and that's a single. Volstecki down to first. Well, that was a heads-up play. Here comes Ashley Mills. Boy, the Penguins would love to get down there to Tallman and Lara and Wilcox and Markley.
Boy, but Amanda, absolutely first. Speedy down the first base.
Well, she was
flying.
Here's Mills. Mills 1-for-3 with a run scored. She bunts it over to Reagan. Reagan scoops it up. Oh, too high. Now Mills burning around first. Here comes Volstecki to the plate. No throw. And Mills gets all the way over to third base. And Mills reaches base on an error on Reagan. So that's E5. She goes all the way over to third on the overthrow. Volstecki scores the go-ahead run in the bottom of the sixth. A very nice time to do it. 5-4. Mills is at third base. Brittany Hale, the batter. Hale is 0-for-3 with a sacrifice. This one's a bloop. Vera can't come up with it. And coming to the plate. Oh, the player at the plate is safe. That's Mills. Mills slides in head first with a hook slide, J-Wo. Sticks a left arm in there. Stewart had the ball and could not apply the tag as Mills got around her somehow. Brittany Hale gets all the way over to second base after the Bruins put the play down at the plate. Isle just standing out there now. She's just after the Bruins had tied the game at 4 and the Penguins get two very late runs. This one's chopped straight up in the air. Jessica Tallman, long fly ball. Vera hauls it in. Vera with some great defensive work that inning.
Absolutely.
And also with some very tough defensive action against her. Man, 6-4. What an exciting inning as Tallman finished these things up with a pop-up over to 6.
Oh, Penguins great answer.
Go ahead.
A great answer from Dominican University right there.
Yeah, you're not kidding. The Penguins did answer the two runs with two more of their own. And we will go now to the top of the seventh. It's the last chance for the Bruins. If the Penguins can hang on and hold the Bruins to less than two runs here in the top of the seventh, they will have achieved a sweep in today's softball action. Happy Good Friday to you. What? Oh, yeah, you're right. And Parks is coming in for the Penguins in place of Volstecki. 34-for-12, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll have it for you momentarily.
Radio.Dominican.edu. Radio.Dominican.edu is back. Last inning of action right here is Dominican looks to close out against the Bruins for a sweep.
Courtney Parks, the new pitcher for the DUs, wears number 34. And as usual, Parks with the jersey untucked. Jackson, I knew you'd say that, so I wanted to say it first. She's out there on the mound, bringing it very hard. Oh, man. I don't know where. What was that?
Well, you know,
is
she's
that a strike?
She's really a starting pitcher.
She threw that thing so hard.
And she's coming up here with a situation on her hands and one inning to go.
High and away for ball two. 2-1 now to Jessica Pereira. Pereira, 0-for-3, reaching base on a fielder's choice and scoring a run. Megan Sison on deck, followed by Kelsey Stewart. Top seven, Bruins last chance. Here's the pitch. This one's over to Wilcox on one bounce. Wilcox heaves it over Markley waiting. One down, Pereira gone. Penguins at two outs away from the big sweep. Megan Sison comes up. Sison one for three with a single and a run scored. Sison, the right-handed batter. Where's number eight? Plays center field. 6-4 DU's top seven. Game two. Parks on the mound.
We'd love to have her there, too.
This is a foul ball straight back over the head of Kennedy. Joyner at third, Wilcox at short, Lara at second, Markley first. Around the outfield, Mills in left, Hale center, Tallman right field.
And in the scoreboard, we've got lots of great help as the lights show up real well in the evening here.
Yeah, the lights are on out here, fans, and the sky is very dark. The forecast is for rain in the morning. Ooh, this one very low across the knees. Courtney Parks on the mound, who pitched in game one where the Penguins were victorious, 6-4, comes in just to finish things off in place of Volstecki, who went six. Here's the next pitch. Off-speed delivery. Ooh, and that one's called a strike, though it got away from Kennedy. So the count is now one ball and two strikes. One ball and two strikes to Megan Sison. One down.
And the Penguins are two outs away from a sweep of the Bethany Bruins.
Last inning, the Bethany's got two to tie things up. Off speed delivery. Over to Joyner. On one hop. Markley out number two.
How simply routine. The infield playing catch right now.
Great play there by Joyner. The off speed delivery just had Megan Sison so far out in front of it. Kelsey Stewart coming up. Stewart, one for three with a single in the first inning. She made it as far as second base. Otherwise, she's hit two pops. This one out of right field. Tallman under it. Tallman hauls it in. And the Penguins, with a 6-4 sweep over the Bruins, they get a 1-2-3 on the big long fly out there to Tallman, who hauls it in for a very nice out.
I got to be happy with the Penguins on this one. They've allowed me to see every win at the score of 6-4. Very happy. As the Penguins wrap it up on a great evening and afternoon of softball. I'm loving it.
So shout out to the Bruins for coming up from Scotts Valley. Coach Carpenter. And both teams now meeting at home plate for a low five. The Penguins victorious 6-4 in the first game, 6-4 in the second game, with a couple of late runs, and the DUs with a sweep. Great work by Coach Herman and the squad. Jay Well, great work by you and our scorekeeping squad, the music people, and those ladies helping out, keeping things going. 6-4, the final. Jay Well, any parting thoughts?
Well, you did mention a shout-out. I must mention a shout-out to the Tallman family. Great to have listeners all the time making contact with us. Love to hear it. It's great stuff.
Yeah, I know you. You're talking about the cookies. But we'll see. Hopefully they're back at the studio now, because I heard, as I mentioned, they were en route. Perhaps on UPS. I'm not sure.
We'll see.
All right, for Jay Well, for the communications department, where we are under the direction of Melba Beals, Stuart Horn signing off. The Penguins pick up two, a sweep over the Bruins in 07 softball. You heard it right here on radio.dominican.edu.